జయ విశ్వపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభిచరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం. తిలీలా ప్రవిష్ట విశ్వపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి ఆనందగోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి రామాచార్య శ్రీహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి స్వయం సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీద్వైత గదాధారి శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపురధామికి మధురపురిధామికి జగన్నాథపురిధామికి ద్వారకాపురిధామికి గంగమాయికి యవనమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Shripadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminidhi Namine. Namaste Sarasudevim Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Samsara Sagare Magnam Dinam Ham Karunanidhe కర్మగ్రాహ గృహీదాంగం మాముద్ధర వవార్ణవార్. శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యదా భక్తి పాదయోర్సవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేషా నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వ భావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం వరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాది దరదస్ చాతేషు విజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆది గవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్ సూరయా. తేజో వారిమృతం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా దానా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సదా వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యమరుద్యతేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తక్షణాల్. నిగమకల్పనరోగలితంబనం శుకముఖానమృతద్రవ సంయుధం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుకాహం. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్త్యాదిహేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమా. యం ప్రవ్రజన్నం అనువేదమభేదకృత్యం ద్వైవాయనో విరహకాదరమజ్జుహావ పుత్రే నిదన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదుక్తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానదోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిలశ్రుతిసారమేకం అద్యాల్పనీవమదిదిదేర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణుకుణిదాదృతాననేందోః మమ వాజి విజృంభదా మురారే మధురిన్న కణికాపి కాపి కాపి. నమః ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిధి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవిం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణి శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. ವಂದೇ ನಂದ ವ್ರಜ ಸ್ತ್ರೀನಾಂ ಪಾದರೇಣುಮ ಭೀಷ್ಟಶ ಯಾಸಂ ಹರಿಗದೋ ಗೀತಂ ಪುನಾತಿ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ ಗೋಪೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಪರಮಾನವೇ ನಮಃ. ಪೀತಾಂಬರಂ ಕರವಿರಾಜಿತ ಚಕ್ರಶಂಖಂ ಕೌಮೋದಗೀ ಸರಸಿಜಂ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಮುದ್ರಂ ರಾಧಾಸಹಾಯಮತಿಸುಂದರ ಮಂದಹಾಸಂ ವಾತಾಲಯೇಶ ಮನಿಶಂ ಹೃದಿ ಭಾವಯಾಮಿ. ಕೋಮಲಂ ಪೂಜಯನ್ ವೇಣು ಶ್ಯಾಮಳೋಯಂ ಕುಮಾರಗ ವೇದವೇದ್ಯ ವರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸದಾಂಬುರದೋ ಮಮ. ಮೂಗಂ ಕರೋದಿ ವಾಜಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯದೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯಲ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ರಾಧೆಯಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ. ಓಂ ಪಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಪ್ರತಿಪೋದಿತಾಂ ಭಗವತಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣೇನ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಗ್ರಥಿತಾಂ ಪುರಾಣಮುನಿನಾಂ ಮಧ್ಯೇ ಮಹಾಭಾರತಂ. ಅದ್ವೈತಾಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣೀ ಭಗವತೀ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾಧ್ಯಾಯಿನೀ ಅಂಬ ತ್ವಾಮನುಸಂಧದಾಮಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೇ ಭವದ್ವೇಷಿಣೀ. ನಮೋಸ್ತು ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕುಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯ ದವತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಬಾಣಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತದುಹೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರ್ವೋವಂಶದೋ ಗಾವೋ ದುಗ್ಧಾ ಗೋಪಾಲನಂದನ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ವತ್ಸಸುಧೀ ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ದುಗ್ಧಂ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಂ ಮಹತ್. ವಸುದೇವ ಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾನೂರಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಹೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ. ಭೀಷ್ಮದ್ರೋಣದಟಾ ಜಯದ್ರದಜಲ ಗಾಂಧಾರ ನೀಲೋಲ್ಪಲ ಶಲ್ಯಗ್ರಹವದೀ ಕೃಪೇಣ ವಹನಿ ಕರ್ಣೇನ ವೇಲಾಕುಲ. ಅಶ್ವತ್ಥಾಮಾ ವಿಕರ್ಣ ಘೋರಮಗರ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನಾವರ್ತಿನಿ ಸೋತೀರ್ಣ ಖಲು ಪಾಂಡವೈರಣನದಿ ಕೈವರ್ತಕ ಕೇಶವಾಂ. ಪಾರಾಶರ್ಯಮಜ ಸರೋಜಮಮಲಂ ಗೀತಾರ್ಥಗಂಧೋಲ್ಕಟಂ ನಾನಾಖ್ಯಾನಗಕೇಸರಂ ಹರಿಕಥಾ ಸಂಬೋಧನಾಬೋಧಿತಂ. ಲೋಕೈ ಸಜ್ಜನ ಶಿಲ್ಪದೈರಹರಹಪ್ಯೀಯಮಾನಂ ಮುದಾ ಭೂಯಾತ್ ಭಾರತ ಪಂಕಜ ಕಲಿಮಲ ಪ್ರಧ್ವಂಸಿನ ಶ್ರೇಯಸೇ. ಮೂಗಂ ಕರೋದಿ ವಾಜಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯದೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯಲ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ. ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರ ರುದ್ರಮರುದಸ್ತ್ವನ್ಯಂದಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಸ್ತವೈರ್ ವೇದೈ ಸಾಂಗಪದೈರ್ ಕ್ರಮೋಪನಿಷದೈರ್ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಾಹಂ. ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತ ತದ್ಗದೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರಾ ಸುರಗಣೈ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀರಾಜೋವಾಚ. ಸಮಪ್ರಿಯ ಸುಹೃದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಇಂದ್ರಸ್ಯಾರ್ಥೇ ಕಥಂ ದೈತ್ಯಾನ್ ಅವಧೀತ್ ವಿಷಮೋ ಯಥಾಂ. ನ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ಸುರಗಣೈ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾಲ್ ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸಾಲ್ಪನ ನೈವಾಸುರೇಭ್ಯೋ ವಿದ್ವೇಷೋ ದ್ವೇಷ ಗುಣ ಉದ್ವೇಗಶ್ಚ ಗುಣಸಿಹಿ. ಇದು ನಸ್ಸು ಮಹಾಭಾಗ ನಾರಾಯಣಂಗಾನ್ ಪ್ರತಿ ಸಂಶಯಸು ಮಹಾನ್ ಜಾತಸ್ತಲ್ಪವಾಂ ಶುಚ್ಚುಮರ್ಹಸಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶುಕೋವಾಚ. ಸಾಧು ಪೃಷ್ಠಂ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಹರೇ ಶ್ರೀದಮದ್ಭುತಂ ಯತ್ರ ಭಾಗವತ ಮಹಾಲ್ಪ್ಯಂ ಭಗವಲ್ ಭಕ್ತಿವರ್ಧನಂ ಗೀಯದೇ ಪರಮಂ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಋಷಿಭಿರ್ನಾರದಾದಿಭಿ ನತ್ವಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಮುನಯೇ ಕಥಯಿಷ್ಯೇ ಹರೇ ಕಥಾಂ. നിർഗുണോപി ഹജോവ്യക്തോ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രകൃതേ പര സമയാ ഗുണമാവിശ്യ ബാധ്യപാതഗതാം ഗത സത്വം രജസ്തമൈതി പ്രകൃതിയാത്മനോ ഗുണാം നദേഷാം യുഗഭദ്രാജൻ ഹാസമുല്ലാസമേവാം ജയകാലിദേവർഷീം രജസോ അസുരാൻ ശൈഷ്യമാണസ്തമീരയത്യസൗ കാലം ചരന്തം സജതീശമാശ്രയം പ്രധാനപുണ്യം നരതേ വസത്യകൃൽ യേഷരാജന്നിഷിദാസത്വം സുരാനീകിവൈധയത്യത മഹാത്ഭുതം രാജ രാജസൂയി മഹാക്രതോ വാസുദേവേ ഭഗവതി സായുജ്യം ചേതി ഭൂഭുജ തത്രാസീനം സുരഋഷിം രാജാ പാണ്ഡുസുതക്രതോ പപ്രച്ഛൂഷ്മിതാമന മുനീനാം ശൃണുതാമിദം ശ്രീയുധിഷ്ഠിരവാച ആരഭ്യകളഭാഷണാൽ സമ്പ്രത്യമർഷി ഗോവിന്ദേ ദന്തവക്ത്രശ്ച ദുർമതി ശബദോര സൽകൃദ്വിഷ്ടം യദ്ബ്രഹ്മ പരമവ്യയം ശിത്രോ നജാതോ ജിഹ്വായാം നാന്ദം വിശദസ്തമാം കഥം തസ്മിൻ ഭഗവതി ദുരവഗ്രഹധാമനി പശ്യതാം സർവലോകാനാം ലയമീയ ദുരഞ്ജസ ഏകൽഭ്രാമ്യതിമേ ബുദ്ധി ദീപാർച്ചരിവായിനാം ബ്രൂഹ്യേത അത്ഭുതതമം ഭവാം തത്രകാരണം ശ്രീശുകോവാച രാജസ്ഥധ്വജമാകർണ്യ നാരദോ ഭഗവാൻ ഹൃഷി തുഷ്ടം പ്രഹതമാഭാഷേ ശൃണുതാ തത്സദ കഥാം ശ്രീനാരദവാചാം അവിവേകേന കൽപ്പിതം ഹിംസോ തദഭിമാനേന ദണ്ഡപാരുഷയോര്യഥ വൈഷമ്യമിഹ ഭൂതാനാം മമാഹമിതി പാർത്ഥിവ യന്നിവദ്ധോഭിമാനോയം തദ്ഭൂതാൽ പ്രാണിനാം വധ തഥാ നയസ കവില്ലാവിൽ അഭിമാനോഹിലാൽപന പരസ്യ മകർത്തുഹിം ഹിംസ കേനാസി കൽപ്യതേ തസ്മാത് വൈരാണിബന്ധേന നിർവൈരേണ മഹേന വാ സ്നേഹാൽക്കാമേന വാ യുഞ്ചാൽ കന്നഞ്ചിന്നേക്ഷതേ പ്രഥ യഥാ വൈരാണിബന്ധേന മർത്യസന്മയതാമിയാൽ നഥാ ഭക്തിയോഗേന ഇതി മേ നിശ്ചിതാമതി കീടഭേഷസ്കൃതാരുദ്രാകുട്ടിയായ സംരംഭമയേ യോഗേന വിന്ദതേ തൽസ്വരൂപതാം ഏവം കൃഷ്ണേ ഭഗവതി മായാമയം ഈശ്വരേ വൈരേണ ഭൂതപാപം ഭൂതപാപാനം തമാപൂരണ ചിന്തയ കാമദ്വേഷാൽ ഭയാൽ സ്നേഹാദയാ ഭക്തേശ്വരേ മന ശ്രീയുധിഷ്ഠിരവാചീദൃശ്ശോഹരിദാസമർശന അശ്രദ്ധയുവാഭാതി ഹരേ ഹരേ ഏകാന്തിനാം ഭവ ദേഹേന്ദ്രിയാസീനാം വൈകുണ്ഠപുരവാസിനാം ദേഹസംബന്ധ സംബന്ധമിതാഖ്യാതുമർഹസി ശ്രീനാരദവാച ഏകദാ ബ്രഹ്മണപുത്രോ വിഷ്ണോർ യോഗം യദൃച്ഛയ സനന്ദനാദേവ ജഗ്മശ്ചരന്തോ ഭുവനത്രയം പഞ്ചശാഡായനാർഭാവപൂർവേഷാമഭി പൂർവജ ദിഗ്വാസസ ശിശുന്മത്വം ദ്വാസ്തോ തൻ പ്രതിഷേധതാം അശമൻ കുപിതാമേവം വിവാംഗാസം ചാർഹത രജസ്തമോഭ്യാം രഹിതേ പാദമൂലേ മധുദ്വിഷ പാപിഷ്ടമാസുരിം യൂനിം ബാലിശോ യാതമാശ്വതാം ഏവം ശബ്ദോ സ്വഭവനാൽ പദന്താം തൈ കൃപാലുഭി പ്രോക്തോ പുനർജന്മഭിർവാം ത്രിഭിർലോകായ കൽപദാം ജജ്ഞാദേതോദിതേ പുത്രോ ദൈത്യദാനവ വന്ദിതോ ഹിരണ്യകശിപുർ ജ്യേഷ്ഠോ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷോ അനുജസ്തദാ ഹതോ ഹിരണ്യകശിപുർ ഹരിണാ സിംഹരൂപിണ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷോ ധരോദ്ധാരേ ബിഭ്രദാ സൗകര്യം വപു ഹിരണ്യകശിപുത്രം പ്രഹ്ലാദം കേശവ പ്രിയം ജിഹാംസുരകരോന്നാനം യാതന മൃത്യുഹേതവേ സർവഭൂതാത്മഭൂതന്തം പ്രശാന്തം സമദർശനം ഭഗവത് തേജസാ സ്പൃഷ്ടം നാശക്നോദ്ധന്തമുദ്യമേ തദസൗരാക്ഷസോ ജാതകേശിന്യാം വിശ്രവസുത രാവണകുംഭകർണശ്ച സർവലോകവതാപനോ തത്രാപി രാഘവോ ഭൂത്വ ജ്ഞാനച്ഛാപമുക്തയേ രാമവീര്യം ശോഷ്യസി ത്വം മാർക്കണ്ഡേ മുഖാൽ പ്രഭോ താവേമക്ഷത്രയോജാതോ മാതൃശ്രസാത്മജോ തവ അധുനാ ശാപനിർമുക്തോ കൃഷ്ണചക്ര ഹതാഹസോ വൈരാണിബന്ധ ദിവ്യേന ധ്യാനേന അച്യുതസാ അൽപദാം നീതോ പുനർഹരേ വിഷ്പാർശ്വം ജഗ്മദോ വിഷ്ണുപാർഷദോ യുധിഷ്ഠിരവാചാം വിദ്വേഷോദയേ പുത്രേ കഥാമാസീൻ മഹാത്മനി ബ്രൂഹിമേ ഭഗവാൻ യേന പ്രഹ്ലാദ സച്യുതാൽപദാം ശ്രീമത് ഭാഗവതേ महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां सप्तमस्कन्धे प्रह्लादचरितोपक्रमे प्रथमोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द द्विनीये विष्णुरूषेण लोकं विप्राव्यदान वै तत्थर्तद्भ्रातुपुत्रादीन्द्रिहासैः सान्द्वयल् श्रीनारदवाचाम् ഭ്രാതരീമിഹൃതെ ഹരിണ ക്രോഢമൂർത്തിന ഹിരണ്യകശിപുരാജൻ പരിതപ്യദൃഷാശുച അഹചേതൃഷാപൂർണ സന്ദൃഷ്ട അശനച്ഛദ കോപോജ്ജലദ്ഭ്യം ചക്ഷുർഭ്യം നിരീക്ഷന്തും ബ്രഹ്മംബരം കരാളദം ശ്ലോകദൃഷ്ട്യാ ദൃഷ്പ്രേക്ഷുഭ്രുഭുടീമുഖ ശൂരമുദ്യമ സദസി ദാനവാനിതമബ്രവീൽ ഭോപോ ദാനവദൈതേയം ദുർമൂർദ്ധാശ്രംശംബര ശതബാഹു ഹയഗ്രീവം നമുചേ പാകമില്ലുല വിപ്രചിത്തേ മമ വജ പുലോമന ശകുനാദയാം ശൃണുതാനന്തരം സർവേ ക്രേതാമാശുമാചിരം സ്വർത്തേർഗന്ധുദ്ധേ ബ്രാതാമി ദൈതസുഹൃൽ പാർഷ്ണിഗ്രാഹേണ ഹരിണ സമീന സമീന പുപധാവനെ തസ്യത്വസ്വഭാവസ്യ ഘൃണേയ മായാവനോകസ ഭജന്തം ഭജമാനസ്യ ബാലസേവാ സ്ഥിരാത്മനാം മച്ഛൂല ഭിന്നഗ്രീവസ്യ പുരണാരുഹേ രുധിരേണ വൈ രുധിരപ്രായം രുധിരപ്രിയം തർപ്പയീഷേ ഭ്രാതരമേ ഗധവ്യത തസ്മിൻ കൂടേഹിനേ നഷ്ടേ കൃതമൂലേ വനസ്പതോ ഇടമായവ ശിഷ്യന്തി വിഷ്ണു പ്രാണാദിവോകസാം താവദ്യാദ് ഭുവം യൂയം വിപ്രക്ഷത്രസമേധിതാം സൂതയധ്വം തമോയജ്ഞം സ്വാധ്യായം മൃതദാനിനാം വിഷ്ണു ദ്വിജക്രയാമുമേജ്ഞു ധർമ്മമയ പുമാൻ ദേവർഷി പിതൃഭൂതാനാം ധർമ്മസ്യ പരായണം യത്രയത്ര ദ്വിജാഗാവോ വേദം വർണ്ണാശ്രമാ ക്രിയ തം തം ജനപദം യാത് സന്ദീപയേ സന്ദീപയത പൃശ്ചത ഇത് വൃത്ത നിർദ്ദേശമാനാശ്രസാദ്രത തഥാപ്രജാനം കഥനം വിധതു കഥനപ്രിയ പുരഗ്രാമോദ്യാനം ക്ഷേത്രാരാമാശ്രമാകരാൻ ഖേടകർവടവഘോഷാംശ ദദഹോപതനാനി ചാം ഖേജിൽ കേജിൽ കനിത്തർഭിവിധു സേതുപ്രാകാരകോ ഉപരൻ ആജീവ്യം ചിചിദുർ വൃക്ഷാൻ കേജിൽ പരശുപാണയ ശരണാന്യേ പ്രജാനാം ജ്വലിതോന്മുഖൈ ഏവം വിപ്രകൃതിയിലോകെ ദൈത്യേന്ദ്രാനുചരേ മുഹു ദിവം ദിവരിത്തിച്ച് പൂജയിലുരലക്ഷിതാം കിരണ്യകശുഭ്രാതു സംപരേതസ്യ ദുഃഖിത കൃത്വാകടോദഗാദീനി ഭ്രാതപുത്രാന സാന്ത്വയൽ ശകുനിം ശംബരം ദൃഷ്ടം ഭൂതസന്താപനം മൃഗം കാലനാമം മഹാനാമം ഹരിശ്മശ്രുവഥോൽക്കജം തന്മാതരം വൃഷാഭാനും ദിദീം ജജനനീം ഗിര ശ്ലക്ഷ്ണയ ദേശകാലജ്ഞ ഇദമാഹജനേശ്വര ഹിരണ്യകശുഭ്രുവാചാം അംബാംബ ഹേ വധൂപിത്ര വധൂപുത്ര വീരം അർഹതശോചിതം രിപോരഭിമുഖേ ശാഖ്യാ ശൂരാണാമഥ ഈപ്സിത ഭൂതാനാം ഇഹ സംവാസ പ്രഭായാമ്യ സുവ്രതേ ദേവേനൈകത്ര നീതാനാം ഉന്നീതാനാം സ്വകർമ്മഭി നിത്യ ആൽപ അവ്യയ ശുദ്ധ സർവഗ സർവവിൽ പര ദത്തേ സാവാത്മനോലിംഗം മായയാ വിസൃജൻ ഗുണാൻ യഥാംബസാ പ്രചലത തരവോ വിചലാമിവ ചക്ഷുഷാ ഭ്രാമ്യമാണേന ദൃശ്യതേ ചലദീവ ഭൂ ഏവം ഗുണൈർബ്രാഹ്മ്യമാണേ മനസ് വികലപ്പുവാൻ യാതി തത്സാമ്യതാം ഭദ്രേ അലിംഗോലിംഗമാനിവ യഷ ആത്മവിര്യാസോ അലിംഗേലിംഗഭാവന യഷ പ്രിയാപ്രിയൈര്യോഗ വിയോഗക്രമ സംസ്രതി സംഭവശ്ച വിനാശശ്ച ശോകശ്ച വിദസ്മൃത അവിവേകശ്ച ചിന്താ ച വിവേകാസ്മൃതിരേവ ച അത്രാപ്യുദാഹരന്തിയും ഇതിഹാസം പുരാതനം യമസ്യ പ്രേതബന്ധൂനാം സംവാദം തം നിഭോധത ഉഷീനരേഷുദ്രാജാസുയജ്ഞമിതി വിശ്രുത സപത്നിർനിഹിതോ യുദ്ധേ ജ്ഞാനയസ്ത ഉപാസദ വിശീർണരത്നകവചം വിഭ്രഷ്ടാഭരണസ്രജം ശരഭിന്നഹൃദയം ശയാനമസൃഗാവിലം പ്രകീർണേഷം ദ്വസ്ഥാക്ഷം രമസാദിഷ്ടത അച്ഛദം രജകണ്ഠമുഖാംഭോജം ചിന്നായുധഭുജം വൃഥേ ഉഷീനരേന്ദ്രം ദ്വിതിനാഥദാകൃതം പതിം വിശിഷ്യ പ്രമീക്ഷ ദുഃഖിത ഹതാസ്മദാദീകുരൈരുഡോ വൃഷം നന്ദ്യോ മുഹുസ്സൽ പദയോരുപാപതൻ രുദ്രത്യമുച്ചേർദൈതാംഗ്രിപങ്കജം സിഞ്ചന്ത്യമശ്രൈകുജകുമാരുണേ വിശ്രസ്തേശാവരണാശുചാം നൃണം സൃഞ്ചന്ത്യമാക്രന്ദനയാ വിലേപിരേ അഹോ വിധാത്ര കരുണേന പ്രഭോ ഭവാൻ പ്രണീതോ ദൃശഗോചരാം ദശാം ഉഷീനരാണാസിമൃത്യ പുരാൻ കൃതോധുനോയന ശുചാം വിവർധന ത്വയാ കൃതജ്ഞേന വയം മഹീപദേ കഥം വിനാസ്യാമ സുഹൃത്തമേന തേ തത്രാനുജ്ഞാനം തമ വീരവാദയോ ശുശ്രൂഷദീനാം ദിശയത്രയാസ്യസീ ഏവം വിലപദീനാം പരിഗ്രഹീമൃതം പതിം അനിച്ഛദീനാം നിർഹാരമർക്കോസ്ഥം സന്യവർത്തത തത്ര പ്രേതബന്ധൂനാമാശ്രിതപരിതേ വിധം ആഹതാൻ ബാലകോ ഭൂത്വാ യമസ്വയമുപാഗത ശ്രീയമവാച അഹോ അഭീഷാം വയസാദികളാം വിവശ്യതാം ലോകവിധി വിമോഹ എത്ര സത്രഗതം മനുഷ്യം സ്വയം സധർമാമഭി ശോചന്ത്യമാർത്ഥം അഹോ വയം ധനിതമായത്ര തെക്താഭിദർഭ്യം വിചിന്തയാമ അപക്ഷ്യമാണ അപരാമൃഗാദിവി സരക്ഷിതാരക്ഷതി യോഹി ഗർഭേ യ ഇച്ഛ യശസ്രജതീതമവ്യയോ യ ഏവ രക്ഷന്തു വലിംബതേ ചയ തസ്യാബലക്രീഡനമാഹുരി ശിതുശ്ചരാചരം നിഗ്രഹസംഗ്രഹേ പ്രഭു പതിച്ഛിതം ദുഷ്ടേ ദുഷ്ടരക്ഷിതം ഗൃഹസ്ഥിതം വിനശ്യതി ജീവത്യനാദോപരീക്ഷിതോ വനേ ഗൃഹേഭി ഗുപ്തോസ്യ ഹതോ ന ജീവതി ഭൂതാനി വേശ്ചർന്ന ജയോനി കർമ്മവിർ ഭവന്തി കാലേന ഭവന്തി സർവശ നതത്ര ആത്മാപ്രകൃതാവസ്ഥിത സസ്യ ഗുണൈരന്യതമോ നിബദ്ധ്യതേ ഇതം ശരീരം പുരുഷസ്യ മോഹജം യഥാ പൃഥക് ഭൗര്യമീയതേ ഗൃഹം യഥാ ഉദകൈ പാർത്ഥിവതൈ ജസേർജന കാലേന ജാതോ വികൃതോ വിനശ്യതി യഥാ നിരോധായുഷു ഭിന്നമീയതേ യഥാ നിരോ ദേഹഗത പൃഥക് സ്ഥിത യഥാ നവ സർവഗതം ന സജ്ജതേ തഥാ ഭുമാൻ സർവഗുണാശ്രയപരാം ിംഗോത്മാവൽ കർമ്മനിബന്ധനം തദോ വിപരേ ക്ലേശോ മായോനു വർത്തതേ വിധതാ അഭിനിവേശോയം യദ്ഗുണേഷു അർത്ഥദൃഗ്വജ യഥാ മനോരഥ സ്വപ്നം സർവമൈന്ദ്രികം വൃഷ അഥ നിത്യമനിത്യം വാനേഹ ശോചന്തിതദ്വിധ നാന്യഥാ ശക്യതേ കർത്തം സ്വഭാവശോചതാമിതി ലുബ്ധഗോപിനേ കശിൽ പക്ഷീണ നിർമ്മിതോന്തക വിദത്യജാലം വിധതേ തത്ര തത്ര പ്രലോഭയൻ കുലിംഗമിതനം തത്ര വിചരൽ സമദൃശ്യത തയോ കുലിംഗി സഹസാ ലുബ്ധകേന പ്രലോഭിത ദുഃഖമനുഷ കഥം ത്വജാത അജാതപക്ഷാം സന്മാതൃഹീനൻ വിഭർമ്യഹം മന്ദഭാഗ്യ പ്രതീക്ഷന്തേ നീഡേ മാം മാതരം പ്രജാം ം വിലവന്തമാരാൾ പ്രിയാ യോഗാദരമശ്രുകണ്ഠം സ ഏവം ശാഗുനികരേണ വിവ്യാത കാലപ്രഹിതോ വിലീന ഏവം യൂയമപശ്യന്ത ആത്മാവായമബുദ്ധയ നയനം പ്രാപ്സിത ശോചന്യ പതിം വർഷമതൈ വർഷശതൈരവി ശ്രീ ഹിരണ്യകശിരുവാചാം ബാല ഏവം പ്രമതൈ സർവേ വിസ്മിതചേതസ ജ്ഞാതയാമീനി സർവം അനിത്യമയഥോത്ഥിതം യമേതദുപാഖ്യായം തത്രൈവന്തരധീയത ജ്ഞാതയോപി സ്വയജ്ഞസ്യ ചക്രുരുസാംബരായികം തദശോചനമായൂയം പരം ചാത്മാനമേവജ ആത്മാ കപരോ വാത്ര സ്വീയ പാരക്യമേവ വാ സ്വപരാ അഭിനിവേശന വിനാജ്ഞാനിന ദേഹിനാം ശ്രീനാരദവാചാം ഇതി ദൈത്യമിതേ പതിർവാക്യം ദേരാകരണ സ്നുഷാ പുത്രശോകം ക്ഷണാത്യക്ത്വാ തത്വേ ചിത്തമധാരയൽ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ധേ ശോകാവനയനം നാമ ദ്വിതീയോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ തൃതീയേകസ്യ ദിവസാ സപ്തം വീക്ഷിതേകദ്വിതി ആഗതാവസ്മിതസേന സംസ്തുതശ്ചവരാനദാൽ ശ്രീനാരദവാച ഹിരണ്യകശൂ അജയമജരാമരം ആത്മാനമപ്രതിദ്വന്ദി അഗരാജം വിധിൽ സദേവി മന്ദരദ്രോണ്യന്ധവ പരമദാരുണം ഊർജ്ജവാഹുർണഭോ ദൃഷ്ടി പാദ അങ്കുഷ്ടശ്രിതാവനി ജടാധീതിരേ സംവർത്തുഭി തസ്മിൻ സ്തപ്യമാനേ ദേവാസ്ഥാനാനി ബേജിരെ തസ്യ പൂർണ്ണസമുദ്ബോധ സധൂമോ അഗ്നിസ്തപോമയ തിരി ഊർധ്വമധോ ലോകം ലോകാൻ അതാവത് ദുഷഗീരിതാം ചക്ഷുപൂർണദ്യുതനന്ദ ഉദന്വന്ദ സദ്വീപുദ്രിശ്ചലഭൂ നിപേതു സഗ്രഹസ്താരോ ജജ്ജ്വലശ്ചാദിശോദശാം തേന തപ്താദിവും തെക്ക ബ്രഹ്മലോകം സ്വര ദാത്രേ വിജ്ഞാപയാമാസുർ ദേവദേവ ജഗൽപദേ ദൈത്യേന്ദ്ര തപസാ തപ്ത ദിവ്യസ്ഥാതും ന ശക്നുമ തസ്യ ചോപശമം ഭൂമൻ വിദേഹി യതി മന്യസേ ലോകാനയാം നംഷന്തി ബലിഹാരാസ്തവാഭിഭൂ തസ്യായം കില സങ്കൽപ ശരദോ ദുശ്ചരം തവ ശ്രൂയാം കിം നവേദിത തഥാ തവാഥാപി നിവേദിത സൃഷ്ടാചരാചരമിതം തപോയോഗ സമാധിന അദ്യാസ്യേ സർവദൃഷ്ടേഭ്യ പരമേഷ്ഠി നിജാസനം തദ്ദേഹവർദ്ധമാനേന തപയോഗസമാധിന കാലാത്മനോശോ നിത്യത്വാൽ സാധയിഷേതദാത്മനാം അന്യഥേദം വിദാസേഹം അയഥാപൂർവമോ ഓജസ കിമന്യേക്കാൽ നിർദ്ധൂതേ കൽപ്പാന്തേ വൈഷ്ണവാദിവി ഇത് ശിശ്രുമ നിർബന്ധം തവ പരമാസ്ഥിതം വിദൽസ്വാന്തരം യുക്തം സ്വയം ത്രിഭുവനേശ്വരാം തവാസനം ജഗവം പാരമേഷ്ടം ജഗൽപദേ ഭവായ ശ്രേയസേ ഭൂത്തി ക്ഷേമായ വിജയായ ച ഇത് വിദ്യാവിതോദേവിയർ ഭഗവാനാത്മഭൂർനൃപ പരീതോ ദക്ഷാദ്യയോ ദൈത്യേശ്വരാശ്രമം ഉത്തിഷ്ടോതിഷ്ടപദ്രം തേ തപ സിദ്ധോസി കാശ്യപ വരദോഹമനുപ്രാപ്തോ വ്രിയതാം ഇപ്സിതോ വര അദ്രാക്ഷഭൂമേദത്തെ ഹൃസാരം മഹത് അത്ഭുതം ദംശഭക്ഷണദേഹസ്യ പ്രാണ അസ്തിഷു ശേരതെ നൈതിൽ പൂർവശയശ്ചക്രൂർ ന കരിഷ്യന്തി ചാപരെ നിരംബോർ ധാരയിൽ പ്രാണൻ കോവൈ ദിവ്യസമാശതം വ്യവസായേന ദേനേ ദുഷ്കരേണ മനസ്സിനാം തപോ നിഷ്ഠേനുമോ ജിതോഹം ദ്വിതി നന്ദന തതസ്തമാശിരസർവ ദദാമ്യ അസുരഭംഗവ മർത്യസ്യതേ അമർത്യസ്യ ദർശനം നാഫലം മമ ശ്രീനാരദവാച ഇത്യുക്താദിഭോദേവം ഭക്ഷിതാംഗം വിപീലികേ കമണ്ഡജനേന ഔക്ഷം ദിവ്യേന മോഹരാധസ സ തൽക്കീചകൽപ്പീകാൻ സഹമോജോബല അന്യുത സർവാവയവ സമ്പന്നോ വജ്രസംഹനനോ യുവ ഉത്ഥിത സപ്തമഹേമാഭൂ വിഭാവസുരി വൈധസ സ നിരീക്ഷ അംബരദേവം സവാഹനം അവസ്ഥിതം നദാമശിരസാഭൂമോ തദ്ദർശന മഹോത്സവ ഉത്ഥായ പ്രാഞ്ജലി പ്രഹ്വ ഇക്ഷമാണോ ദൃശാവിഭം ഹർഷ അശ്രുളവോദ്ഭേദോ ഗിരാ ഗൽഗദയാ ഗ്രണാൽ ഹിരണ്യകശിപുരുവാച കൽപ്പാന്തേ കാലസൃഷ്ടേന യോന്ധേന തമസാവൃതം അഭിവ്യന്ദം ജഗദിദം സ്വയം ജ്യോതി സ്വരോജിഷ ആത്മനാ ത്രിവൃതാചേദം സൃതത്യവതിലുമ്പതി രജസത്വതമോ ധാന്യേ പരായ മഹദേ നമ നമ അധ്യായ ബീജായ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാനമൂർത്തയെ പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയ മനോബുദ്ധി വികാരേ വ്യക്തിമീയൂഷേ ത്വമീശ്വരേ ജഗതസ്തസ്തു ജഗതസ്തുഷ്ട പ്രാണേന മുഖ്യതി പതി പ്രജാമനം ചിത്തസ്യ ചിത്തേർമനം ഇന്ദ്രിയാണാം വജർമഹാൻ ഭൂതഗുണാശയേഷ ത്വം സപ്തദന്തോന്മിതനൂഷിതന്വാ ത്രയാ ചതുർഹോത്രക വിദ്യയാ ച ത്വമേകമാത്മാത്മാൽപ്പമുദാമനാദി അനന്തവാന കവിരന്തരാത്മാ ത്വമേവ കാലോ നിമിഷോ ജനാനാമയോ ലവാദ്യ അവയവൈക്ഷിണോഷി കൂടസ്ഥമാത്മാ പരമേഷ്ഠജോ അവഹം ത്വം ജീവലോകസ്യ ച ജീവ ആത്മാ ത്വത്തപരം നാപരമത്യനേ ദേജച്ച കിഞ്ചിദ്രി തമസ്തി വിദ്യാകലാസ്തി തനവശ്ച സർവാ ഹിരണ്യഗർഭോസി ബൃഹൽ ത്രിപൃഷ്ടാഃ വ്യക്തം വിഭോ സ്ഥൂലവിധം ശരീരം യേനേന്ദ്രിയ പ്രാണമുനോ ഗുണാം സ്വം ഭ്യംക്ഷേ സ്ഥിതോധാമിനി പാരമേഷ്ടേം അവ്യക്തമാത്മാ പുരുഷപുരാണ അനന്താവ്യക്തരൂപേണ യേനേദമഖിലം തദം ചിദച്ഛക്തി ചിദച്ഛക്തിയുക്തായ തസ്മൈ ഭഗവതേ നമ യാദി ദാസ്യസ അഭിമതാൻ വരാജ്മേ വരദോത്തമ ഭൂതേഭ്യസ്തുതി സൃഷ്ടേഭ്യോ ഭൂമൃത്യന്മാർ ഭൂൻ മമ പ്രഭോ അന്തർബഹിർദിവാനക്തമന്യസ്മാദവിചായുധൈ ന ഭൂമോ നാംബരേ മൃത്യുർ ന നരേർന്ന മൃഗൈരവി യസുവിർവാസമദ്ഭൂർവാം സുരാസുരമഹോരകൈ അപ്രതിദ്വന്ദതാം യുദ്ധേ ഏകവത്യം ജദേഹിനാം സർവേഷാം ലോകപാലാനാം മഹിമാനം യഥാൽപ്പന തപോ യോഗപ്രഭാവാണാം എന്നരിഷ്യതി കർഹിച്ചിൽ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായം സപ്തമസ്കന്ദേ ഹിരണ്യകശിപോർവരയാചനം നാമ തൃതീയോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the last episode spoken was about Marudevas, which we spoke yesterday. This Marudeva story in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Didi Devi, with the intention of killing Indra, served Didi Devi with the intention of killing Indra served Mahavishnu, and in that way she got the Kashyapa Prajapati gave the instruction to follow the Pumsavanam for a whole year, and Didi Devi tried to follow that, but at the end Indra came as a brahmachari and killed the babies within the womb of Didi Devi. First he killed them into 7, and then another times 7, so 7 times 7, 49, plus 150 Indra. When Didi Devi, we saw yesterday, when Didi Devi asked Indra who these babies are, Indra spoke the truth. And they had no animosity towards Indra. Indra took them all and went to the heavenly planets. Didi Devi's heart has changed. Although all the asuras were born from her, still you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam that because she followed Kashyapa Prajapati, and Kashyapa Prajapati followed Krishna, Kashyapa Prajapati's prayers to Krishna eventually worked to change the heart of Didi Devi. That animosity towards Indra has considerably diminished. So
Parikshit is listening to all these stories from Shivabrahmarshi. Parikshit is having a serious doubt. The whole thing is very one-sided, isn't it? Wherever you look. That and till now Parikshit did not raise this doubt to Shivabrahmarshi. He was keeping it in himself. That Mahavishnu, one among the Trinity, Mahavishnu and Shiva, Brahma, that he is meant for maintenance this creation. Maintenance is Mahavishnu's department. And Parikshit has got a little doubt, is this Mahavishnu little bit attached to Indra and the Indra's clan, rather than the always fighting against the demons and always taking one side with the devas, with the demigods. That between the demons and the demigods, fight goes on all the time. From beginning to end, it's always fighting. But all the time, even sometimes when the demons are correct, what they have done, but still Mahavishnu seems to take the side of Indra. This actually is a difficult thing to understand in the Bhagavadam. Everyone feels that when they read Bhagavadam, they get this feeling, this Mahavishnu is a place, party politics, or trying to be the company man or a party man all the time, isn't it? So, now again you can see here, last thing in the sixth canto what we see, the person who was supposed to take birth from Didi Devi to kill Indra, even they were converted into devas, and were taken with Indra, and they have also become the. And the reason for that was Mahavishnu, because Didi Devi performed Pumsavanam properly, but at the end, Indra, who is another incarnation of Mahavishnu, has come in the form of a brahmachari and misguided Didi Devi, completely cheated Didi Devi and turned them into devatas, into demigod side, and took them with her, with him. So Mahavishnu is responsible for that. And Parikshit's question is that in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and all, we say we should have equal vision to everybody, isn't it? But Mahavishnu doesn't seem to have any equal vision himself. How can you explain this? Which was the Parikshit's question. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? A learned person, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmane, Gavi, Hastini, Shuni, Shobhagaja, Pandita, Samadarshina. Samadarshitvam is necessary. One should see asuras and the demons equal level. But here it doesn't look like that. Mahavishnu is showing partiality, always taking partial sides of Indra. And this question came up. So, can he differentiate between demons and demigods like that? When he asked this question, Shivabrahmarshi smiled. Shivabrahmarshi told them, Sri Shukan says to them, my dear king, Mahavishnu has no Veda Buddhi. He does not see difference between one or the other. But problem here is these three modes of nature, Sattvagunam, Rajogunam and Tamogunam. And these three modes of nature are present in them and they will dominate them. They will dominate these personalities. Some people are driven by Rajogunam, some people are driven by Tamogunam. That is normal. But Sattvagunam has got one specific nature. What that is? It is Swachhatvam. Swachhatvam means that Sattvagunam makes you clear inside. If a person who is in Sattvagunam, his heart will be so open that you can see through that person. To that extent, his heart will be pure and clean, no kind of vasanas inside. It will be high level of purity in the heart. You can see through that. That is what is like the crystal glass. You can see through the crystal glass. Similarly, you can see through the heart of a person in Sattvagunam. There won't be any complications there. Whereas Rajogunam will be dominated by action all the time, and Tamogunam will be dominated by laziness and ignorance in them. So, so this Mahavishnu situation is, he has no particular Siddhantam, that he is not inclined anywhere. So he is saying that Mahavishnu is in the mode of, supposed to be in the mode of goodness. And we see there from activities of Mahavishnu that there seems to be something in him that is always taking side with Indra. Indra is doing all nonsense, lot of things. He offended Brihaspati, he killed Vishwarupa, and then finally he Vritrasura, when Chitrakil came as Vritrasura, he managed to kill, ask Dadiji Maharshi to hand over the backbone to him to make his weapon, and with using that he killed Vritrasura as well. And Mahavishnu has supported all along all these activities. So this doubt here, Parikshit had doubt about Mahavishnu, that Mahavishnu does not look justified in doing what he is doing, and Isil does not look very sinful, that Mahavishnu, who is supposed to maintain this universe, if God himself start taking sides, then what can we do? If we are taking sides, can you blame anybody if God himself is doing that? So that is the question. So when he asked this question, Shukla Brahmarshi told Parikshit, this is not the first time this question is coming up. Your own grandfather has asked this question. Who? Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira raised this question long ago in the Rajasuya sacrifice. Because there also the same situation happened there. In Shishubala, for Shishubala, Krishna gave him liberation. Shishubala got liberated by Krishna, isn't it? And when Yudhishthira saw that, Yudhishthira was there, Yudhishthira saw that, he couldn't bear it. He said, I have been worshipping Krishna for so many years, treating him like God and doing everything and serving him and giving all respects to him, but I am still here. And here comes Shishubala, who has completely abused Krishna. Krishna says, you go back to the spiritual world. And this again created problem for Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira saying that, what is this logic behind it? So at that time, Sri Narada Maharshi was there in the Rajasuyam sacrifice, and Yudhishthira asked this question to Narada Maharshi. Didn't ask Krishna directly. Instead asked Sri Narada Maharshi about it. So, is this proper what Krishna has done? He said to Narada Maharshi. Who? Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira said to Narada Maharshi, is this proper what Krishna has done? He said, I was always thinking, he said, who? Yudhishthira says, that Shishubala will get leprosy for the kind of things he has spoken about Krishna, and he will die with leprosy. This is what I thought about Shishubala. What do I find here? He is going his way to the spiritual world. Because you see in that Bhagavatam Rajasuyam sacrifice that Shishubala's Alma left his body and comes and joins Krishna's lotus feet. Isn't it? That picture is there in the Krishna book. You can see there. So, that is why you can see there that what Yudhishthira had to say, Yudhishthira says there in the first chapter, 17th verse, Dhamaghosha sutal, Dhamaghosha sutpapa, Arabhya kalabhashanal, Sambratyamarshi govinde, Dandavaktrascha durmadi, Dandavaktrascha durmadi. Dandavaktra, who is Shishubala and Dandavaktra, the two of them, they were to Dhamaghosha sutpapam Arabhya kalabhashanal. That Arabhya kalabhashanal means that, Arabhya kalabhashanal means, every time when Shishubala spoke about Krishna, he will say,
that rogue about Krishna. He'll say that rogue or talk or a liar in that way. He used to talk about Krishna like this. And every time. That was the words he has. Arabha Kalabhashanar, he says. So, this is the relationship which Shishubala had. And that Shishubala gets liberated. Also, Shishubala is related, isn't it? Shishubala is related to Krishna. Krishna's father, Vasudev's, one of the sister's son is Shishubala. And so, Yudhishthira says, is it because he is related that he has given him liberation like this and sent him home? If it is like that, I have no objection, he says, because after all he is related, so he gets priority over me. And in that case, he could have invited Shishubala to come to Dwaraka and offered him liberation there. Why in this Rajasuyam sacrifice all this was done? And this has been done not privately, openly, in front of so many people who were there in that Rajasuyam sacrifice. Is that proper? Yudhishthira asked Sri Narada Maharshi. What was the intention behind that? Rajasuyam was a famous sacrifice lasting 17 months and 17 days. And it's a very auspicious time that pious activity and a lot of things were happening. Now, any auspicious thing happening, if it just has to have good results to come from that, just setting up a fire and throwing some rice and bananas into the sacrifice is not to make it auspicious. What makes it auspicious is if you discuss about Krishna in that program. Salsangam must be there. So only then that particular ritual is pure. Otherwise it's not pure. So Krishna has decided to create that scene here in this Rajasuyam sacrifice. So Narada says to Yudhishthira that it is true that Shishubala has spoken very ill about Krishna, but that is your complaint now, isn't it? Shishubala has spoken so badly about Krishna. But what you have to understand, who says, our Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, what you have to understand is this, that good and bad does not exist in Krishna. Good and bad does not exist in Krishna. Krishna is concerned, if you say good things about him, if you say bad things about him, he is not affected. Why is that? Why is that? If you are praising somebody, or if you are insulting somebody, whom are you insulting and whom are you praising? It's the body. Is it not? It's the body that you are praising and insulting. Krishna has no body like us. He hasn't got a body. He does not identify like us with the body. Suppose, like Jadabharata's case, he has no identification with the body. Rahugana is abusing him. Jadabharata says, whom are you abusing? Exactly that is the relationship with Krishna also. Even if you praise or insult, Krishna is not affected by that because he does not have a body like we have. He does not have a body like we have. And so, dehi vadadi. But when we look at Krishna, he appears that he has got a body. Isn't that what we say about Krishna? He has got a body. Then the problem is that Krishna is pure spirit, not matter. He is pure spirit. And when you are abusing him through material terminologies and material emotions like anger, greed or hate or fear or whatever it may be, and it will not go and hit him anywhere because he is not identifying with a material body like us. So when you are abusing, it will bounce back. It won't have any effect on the person. So, because when somebody abuses us,
Where does it go and hit us? In our mind. Body, mind, or our ahankaram inside, ego. That's where it gets hit. Is it not? When we get abused. Atma is not affected by any of these things inside. But our ahankaram gets affected. Our mind gets affected. So because it is like that, even if you abuse Krishna millions of times, it will have no effect on Krishna. It will have no effect on Krishna because he is on a spiritual situation always. Isn't it? Never has any identification with the body like us. Identification is due to matter. Inside, normally what we say is that we say the soul is within the body. Actually, that is not correct. Body is in the soul. The soul exists. The body has come and gone. So, real identity is the soul. And if we have the same identity with the soul, like Krishna has, when somebody abuses us or prays us, it won't have any effect on the soul. Any effect on the soul, on the self. And Krishna's situation is similar to that. So if it is like that, Yudhishthira was asking, then why was Shishubala was given liberation for what? So, that is for another reason. Sri Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, that is for a different reason. So, as far as Krishna is concerned, in whichever in your birth, many births we had in many different bodies, in whichever birth you have remembered Krishna maximum, in that birth you will given liberation. You are given liberation. So, and Krishna even doesn't look at it, how you have remembered Krishna. In which birth you remember Krishna maximum, it is in that birth you get liberated. You get liberated. For all of us, it is like that. And how we remember Krishna, that also Krishna doesn't look at it. You can remember Krishna in various different ways. Sometimes out of bhakti, love for Krishna. Sometimes out of hate for Krishna, like Kamsa did. Or fear for Krishna, like Kamsa did. Or like Shishubala. Shishubala hated Krishna. So, through hate, he remembered Krishna all the time. Kamsa, through fear, remembered Krishna all the time. Gopis, their relationship with Krishna was based on kamam, lust. Lusty relationship it was, in the beginning with Krishna. Gopya kamad. So, gopis didn't love Krishna with bhakti in that sense. It was all based on the lusty relationship. It started in that way. Bhayal kamsa deshe chaidyadayo nruva sambandho vrishnaya sneha duvayam vayam bhaktya vayam vibho, says there, isn't it? So, Gopi is out of lust, Shishubala out of hate, Kamsa out of fear, and they all got liberated. They all got liberated. Now, important thing is, it's not which process you have remembered Krishna, but how much it weighs your remembrance. So, which is called smarana, isn't it? Smarana means to remember. The smarana out of fear, what Kamsa had, and the smarana out of lust, what gopis had, and smarana of Krishna through love, what Pandavas had. What Krishna looks at is the weight of that smarana, the remembrance, how much it weighs. That's what he looks at. He doesn't look at it, he remembers me out of hate, or he remembers me out of love, remembers me out of lust or fear. He does not look at that. He looks at this one, which one is weighing more, which has got the maximum weight. So, when you look at that, the weight of all of this is equal. Gopi is lust, Kamsa's fear, Shishubala's hate, and Pandava's love, they are all same weight. So they all got liberated. So that's why I say Shishubala's hate for Krishna and Gopi's lust for Krishna, if you put them in a balance, they weigh the same. They weigh the weight is the same. So Gopi's situation in the Bhagavatam, if you look, you will mention that there. It's important to know this, because when we talk about Gopis, we start thinking that all others are useless, isn't it? We start saying that, what about Hiranyakashipu and Shishubala and Dandavatra and all that. If you look at that 47th chapter in the 10th canto, you will see something mentioned there. Gopi situation, it is there. Gopis are saying this, that 18, 19 and 20, 47th chapter. Vinashtaham sabadigrahakutumbam dinamul srijyadinam bhagavamiha vihangam bichujaryam charandi vayamradamivajinnam vyahradam shaddhadanam kaligurudamivajyam krishnavadho harinya dadrushurasakute tannakasparshadivram smararajopamandrin bhanyadamanyavartha priyasakagunaraga priyasapreshidakyam varayakimanarindhi manani osimenga nausikadamahasman dustyajadvandvavashvam Sadhadamurasi Saumya Srivadur Sagamaste. Srivadur Sagamaste. Gopis are explaining to Uddhava their situation in this world. They gave up all connection with the world and ran after Krishna. Hearing about him, Yadanu Charida Leela Karna Piyusha Viprat. By hearing about Krishna, constantly what happened to them was Sagradana Viduga Dvandva Dharma Vinashtaha. Dvandva Dharmam has gone away from them. Dvandva Dharmam means that in this world, you feel one side connection with the family, attachment to the family, responsibility with the family and all that. On the other side, you also know inside that this is not everything in life. There is a higher purpose in life, to realize the truth, spiritual life in other words, or to develop Krishna consciousness, bhakti. These two things is constantly pulling us in one way or the other. On the one side, the attachment to home, family, society and other things, whatever we consider as material life, normally we call it as material life. And the other side is a spiritual life. Material life, we are unable to give it up. Spiritual life, we are not able to make it a success either. So between these two, we get pulled. So, Gopis are saying, by hearing about Krishna, this Dvandva Dharma has gone. In other words, they are not feeling any more responsibility towards in this world. They got freed from this bondage here. Sabadi, therefore what happened? Griham kudumbam dinam usrajya dinaha. Bhava iha vihangam bhuchujaryam charandi. That therefore once that connection is broken, griham, family, kudumbam, family life, all that, dinam usrajya dinaha, gave up everything. And then like what? Bhava iha vihangam bhuchujaryam charandi. Like beggars, they are living in this world without possessing anything, no connections, no relationships, no family, nothing. And that was the result of that. Gopis are saying that we gave up all connection with the family and everything. This is our situation. Gopis are saying this to Uddhava. Uddhava comes to talk to them. So, on those three verses there, Gopis have spoken there. And in the previous chapter also, in couple of verses, Gopis said that Smaranam 21 and 22, 46th verse. Smaranam Krishna Viryani Lilavanganirikshidam Hasidam Bhashidam Changa Sarvana Shithilakriyaha Sarichaila Vinodeshan Mugundapadam Ushidan Akriyadani Kshamananam Manoyadi Tadalpmanam. That this is Gopi situation.
They are saying themselves what is happening with them. Gopis are saying that this is what's happening. That is their state of mind. That always unable to forget Krishna's form from inside. Completely carried away by the form of Krishna. Krishna's form. Whenever they are in the consciousness, they are always seeing the beautiful peacock feather and Krishna's beautiful hair, Krishna's smile, Krishna's beautiful body. This is not leaving them. This is not, they are unable to give it up from them. And Krishna's smile, all these things. Gopis were finding it very difficult to forget all that. Even if they want to forget it, they couldn't do it. That's what they are saying there. Gopi situation. Now look at Shishubala, what is his situation? The same thing what gopis are remembering about Krishna, Shishubala is also remembering about Krishna. But the way Shishubala says that when I get that form in my mind, I don't know what to do with him. He says, like a film actor, he says, or a man who is acting the drama, how he is dressed up with Krishna's this anklets and all that. He says when he walks, that anklets are making the sound, and the way he puts his garland on his neck, like the people in the drama, actors, film actors, always full of makeup. He says, so Shishubala is also seeing the same form. Gopis are also seeing the same form. But the reaction from gopis and the reaction from Shishubala is different. Vastu is the same. That form is the same. But the way gopis are seeing it is in one way. And the way Shishubala is seeing it is in another way. When gopis see that, they get completely attracted and they feel, want to be with Krishna all the time, seeing the form and saying, in that process we have even given up our connection and attachment, everything with home, family, everything. They walked out of the house, giving up their husbands and children and everything. To that extent they were attracted by that form. And Shishubala says, the moment I see that form, I feel like kicking him, he says. I don't want to see that person, he said. So much hate built up inside Shishubala, he says. So, but Krishna is not seeing either of this. Krishna is saying, both are remembering me. One is remembering me in love, other one is remembering in hate. I am only weighing it both and seeing the weight. Both are equally weighing. The weight is same for the love as well as the hate. So both of them deserve deserve liberation. This is the way Krishna works. Krishna is not looking whether he is loving me or hating me. It doesn't matter to him. He says, as far as I am concerned, does he remember me? If he is remembering me all the time, he is qualified. Because after all, he is remembering me. That's a qualification. That's why when we talk about atheists, atheists can become the best devotees one day. It's only a question of time. That you are trying, but that is what in that verses you will see. That Shishubala and Dandavatra got liberated. Vena didn't get liberated. Did you know that? Vena story. We discussed that in the fourth canto. Pridhu Maharaj's father, Pridhu Maharaj came from Vena's body, isn't it? That Vena did not get liberated. Why is that? Vena did not think about Krishna. Vena said, God doesn't exist. God doesn't exist. That was Vena's position. So, because of that, Vena didn't get liberated, says in the seventh canto itself. So, you can see. So, whichever way we remember Krishna, remembrance is more important than how you remember him, which way you remember him. So, Dharmavutra, Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Sri Narada Maharshi, if you love Krishna and if you hate Krishna, it is the same thing then. Is there no difference? And they get both liberated, is it? If that is the case, I have spent all this money, time and energy to do this Rajasuya sacrifice. We'll stop this now. I will take a drum and start beating the drum and start abusing Krishna from now on. He said, that's much easier for me. This Rajasuyam was performed to please Krishna, to offer his respects to Krishna, because he was the Agribhuk, the chief guest in the Rajasuyam. And 17 months, 17 days, such an elaborate arrangements they had to make to please Krishna and the family who came from Dwaraka. Isn't it? That if you read in the Bhagavatam, how they traveled from Dwaraka to Hastinapur, it was a huge, massive transport system. They had the elephants, the chariots, the horses, and Krishna 16,108 wives, and so many children, grandchildren, all together traveling to Hastinapur for this Rajasuyam sacrifice. And the Yudhishthira Maharaj has to foot the bill for all their accommodation, food, and 17 months if a guest comes and stays with you, that will be a little bit too much, isn't it? Maximum in hour, we give 2 hours for a guest. Or for 3 days maximum, we say. But 17 months and 17 days is a bit too much. And they have come even much before that, before the sacrifice, Rajasuyam began. And they have not left when the Rajasuyam was over. So if you have to maintain a huge family, or Krishna's family like this, to look after them, and you have to make sure that nobody felt unhappy at that time. Kundidevi, Panjali, Draupadi, they all were so busy. And of course it was Krishna's help to Yudhishthira Maharaj, but Yudhishthira never thought in that way. He was always thinking that things are happening because he is the emperor in Hastinapur. And lot of things, Rajasuyam sacrifice, if you read in Mahabharatam, you will see the details of that. And if you look into the details of Rajasuyam, it is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, all those things. Very small, very summarized form, it is in the Bhagavatam. But in Rajasuyam, actually the way it is written in the Mahabharatam, it ran into such heavy expenditure, the charity involved, and Karna was given responsibility for the charity, Duryodhana was given responsibility for the finance, and he was the chancellor of the exchequer at the time. And he wanted to completely destroy Krishna's wealth, but Krishna, knowing this, put him in that position. Wanted to show to Duryodhana that you will never be able to do anything with the wealth. Why? Because Mahalakshmi was always present there. Rukmini was always there, isn't it? So like this, Rajasuyam, you say, amazing performance. It has never happened in the history like that. If you look back in the history of Rajasuyam, there's only one Rajasuyam happened before that, which was performed by Varuna in the heavenly planets. And in the earthly planet, this is the only Rajasuyam we hear about performed. Because of the expenditure involved, and also the qualified people who are necessary to be present there, qualified brahmanas who are able to chant the Vedic mantras, because by their chanting the mantras, all the demigods had come to participate from the heavenly planets. All the rishis have come from the Maharlokam, Janalokam, Tapolokam. From these places, great, great rishis, you are listed there in the Bhagavatam, they have all come for this Rajasuyam. So, Yudhishthira was thinking that all this is done to glorify Krishna. Now, and still, it's no guarantee that I am going back to the spiritual world, going to get liberated. Here is Shishubala who has gone. He's already on his way. So naturally, this question came up in Yudhishthira's mind. It is causing a lot of uneasiness in him. So at that time, Sri Narada Maharshi understood the problem, that why Yudhishthira is so concerned about it. So he told Narada Maharshi, says to Yudhishthira, that you know this kind of bhakti, which is called Vaira Bhakti. Vaira means bhakti in enmity, not love, in enmity. It's also called bhakti. Gopya kamal bhayal kamsa desha chaityadayo narpa sambandham rishnaya snehal yuyam bhaktiya vayam vibho, says in the Bhagavatam. So here you will notice that this bhakti, what he had, that dhamagoshasudal papam arabhya kalabashanal samratyamarshi govinde dandavatrascha durmati. That kind of bhakti is only possible if it is sanctioned by Krishna. Krishna has to sanction it first. Which one? That bhakti, vaira bhakti, or bhakti in enmity. It has to be sanctioned by Krishna. That means, to take this vaira bhakti with us, you require a special license from Krishna. Like you can see, certain things when you want to sell, off-license things. General groceries you don't, but certain things if you want to sell, you need special license from the government. Is it not? Similarly, this vaira bhakti or bhakti in enmity, if you want to follow that, you require that a special license from Krishna. Because the problem is, this vaira bhakti, enmity, it gets into the head very strongly. It gets into the head. You can imagine, Kamsa and Shishubala, they were really Krishna conscious. You could never say. We think that our bhakti and even great devotees, they struggle very hard to always remember Krishna. Isn't it? To always remember Krishna. But with Kamsa and Shishubala, there was no question of forgetting Krishna. That intensity of remembering Krishna is a lot more in Vaira Bhakti than in the normal Bhakti. To remember Krishna is not easy all the time, is it not? Our mind, Maya comes and takes over. But we go after so many other things and then we somehow try to remember Krishna, at least when you go to the temple, you see the form in this way. But how many of us are able to remember Krishna all the time in our memory? It never happens easily. Whereas you look at Kamsa and you look at Shishubala, both of them, as soon as Krishna was born, Kamsa's head has gone funny. Asinasam vishastishtan Bunjanam Paridan Maheen, Bhagavadam says that he couldn't sit anywhere. When he sits, he says Krishna is there underneath the seat. And then while walking, he is looking back, is Krishna behind me? To such an extent to remember Krishna is very, very difficult. But they did. They did. They were able to do that. And that is what he is saying here, that only because this Vaira Bhakti, if it gets in to somebody, it can actually control that person to a very high level, high degree. He loses his balance inside. He loses its balance. So while Krishna gives this Vaira Bhakti to somebody, he will make sure that person can handle it. Only to such persons Krishna will give that. So this Shishubala is not an ordinary person. Is not an ordinary person. Who are they? In Vaikuntham, they were the associates of Mahavishnu, Jaya and Vijaya. They have come as Shishubala and Dandavaktra. They were, so Krishna has selected them and gave them this Vaira Bhakti. Only due to the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sananda, Sanadana and Sanat Kumara, they had to take these three different births and they had to come here. So everything was chosen and selected by Krishna before they were sent here. And you can see that it's very exceptional thing, this Vaira Bhakti, what it is called. And so then you have seen there, first they took this body of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and they had to kill them. Yeah, Krishna had to kill them through Varaha Avataram and Narasimha Avataram. Varaha appearance and Narasimha appearance, through these two incarnations, Krishna has killed them, killed both of them. Then again, as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they came, and in the Ramchandra's appearance, he killed both of them, as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And then finally they came as Shishubala and Dandavaktra. Isn't it? So this is Shishubala's last birth, last life in this world, also for Dandavaktra and now they are on their way back to Vaikuntha planet. So when he said this, then Yudhishthira Maharaj understood that why Shishubala was given the liberation. Because Yudhishthira didn't know all these things, that this is how it happens. And when Narada Maharshi explained everything to him, he understood and it made sense to him. And he says to him, then it is that Sri Narada Maharshi, Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Narada Maharshi that I have heard about this Varaha Avataram. Previously you have spoken, I have heard that in the third canto. But this Narasimha Avataram I have not heard before. Narada Maharshi says this. And I would like to hear that, and particularly Prahlada, about Prahlada. I would like to hear that. And so this Sri Narada Maharshi wanted to talk about Prahlada. Now what happened then? When it was decided that Yudhishthira said this in Rajasuyam, that I want to hear about Prahlada, you have to remember Shukabrahmarshi is speaking Bhagavadam here. Shukabrahmarshi is speaking Bhagavadam. He is sitting on his chair or whatever seat he had. He was sitting and talking there. When it came to Prahlada, and Narada Maharshi is also there, he vacated the seat, moved out, and told Sri Narada Maharshi to come and sit there. Because Sri Narada Maharshi know very well, nobody else can talk about Prahlada like the way Narada Maharshi can talk about him. Nobody understands Prahlada like the way Narada Maharshi understands Prahlada. So, on that particular day, Rajasuyam was stopped to hear this story of Narasimham and Prahlada. Just to hear about Narasimham and Prahlada, that day the Prasadam hall was locked up. Nobody was invited given Prasadam that day. So everybody could sit and listen about Sri Narada Maharshi and talking about Prahlada and Narasimhamurthy. And on one side the women, another side the men, and then all the rishis, the sages who had come, and all the kings who had come from different kingdoms, and unlimited number of children, they were present there. Unlimited number of children were present in that lecture from Sri Narada Maharshi about Prahlada. It's a huge, massive audience there to hear what Sri Narada Maharshi had to say about Prahlada and Narasimha, isn't it? So Narada Maharshi sat there, and Narada Maharshi sitting there, that in front of him, all these people who have assembled there, they were expecting something special from Narada Maharshi to come. And this is talking about Rajasuyam now. It is in the Rajasuyam this is being discussed. So Dharmaputra Maharaja or Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is the personality who is organizing this Rajasuyam sacrifice. And along with Dharmaputra, all his family are there. All the Pandavas are present there. Kunti Devi was there. Draupadi was there. And who else was there? Arjuna was there. And with Arjuna, Krishna was also sitting there. Krishna came there with Arjuna to listen about Narasimhadev's appearance, spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, spoken by Sri Narada Maharshi. Because Narada Maharshi is very conscious that Krishna is present there. So you can see there are so many things in this, interesting in the seventh canto. If you are talking about Krishna in front of Krishna, you got to be careful. If you say some nonsense, you will get it back when you go back. You will get it back. He knows that. So Shukabrahmarshi says, this is peculiar with Shukabrahmarshi also. When he is talking about Krishna, he is very cautious what he is saying. He is very, very cautious. That's why when it came to Narasimhamurthy's appearance in this Bhagavadam scene, Bhagavadam scenario, that is when it happened in the Shukratal, where the
Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit, Shukabhira Maharshi quietly walked out from there and handed over the responsibility to Narada, because he felt, if I say something and something goes wrong in that, then things are not going to be easy. So he left that to Narada Maharshi to say about Prahlada. So here Arjuna sat there, and Krishna is also in Rajasuyam, because it was spoken in the Rajasuyam first. This Narasimhavadaram and the appearance and Prahlada story was first spoken in the Rajasuyam, and that is being repeated now by Narada Maharshi again in the towards for Parikshit's sake, second time, isn't it? So when it happened there, Arjuna and Krishna came over, and they also sat there in the Rajasuyam. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, I think we should also hear this story so that we also have some bhakti, he says. Krishna says, we should also have some bhakti, isn't it? So he is encouraging Arjuna to sit and listen to it. So Srinarada Maharshi comes there with his veena, Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam, Govinda Govinda, everything was spoken, and Narada Maharshi started the conversation between Hiranyakashipu's, about the history of Hiranyakashipu. He started talking about it. So Sri Shuka Brahmarshi, that's always his way of doing things. He has done this few times in the Bhagavatam, that whenever something that is important to be spoken about in relationship with Krishna, where it's quite complicated, or in the sense that he feels that he won't do justice by saying that, he will hand over that to Narada Maharshi to speak. So as soon as the story of Prahlada comes, he handed over the responsibility to Narada Maharshi in the Bhagavatam. So that's why you will see in this whole of 7th canto, everything is Narada Vacha, not Shuka Vacha. Sri Narada is all Sri Narada Vacha. That is the reason behind that. That respect for Sri Narada Maharshi, because to talk about Prahlada, one has to be highly qualified. Nobody, if you want to talk something about Prahlada, you have to become Prahlada first. Otherwise you won't know what Prahlada is. We can talk what we see in the verses, we can talk about it. But to get that state of consciousness of Prahlada is very, very difficult. And Shuka Brahmarshi had two situations like this. When it came to Prahlada, he couldn't speak. He says, let Narada Maharshi speak. And similarly about gopis, Shuka Brahmarshi won't make a comment. He will use the gopis themselves to talk about them. Because Shuka Brahmarshi says, I won't be able to do justice to the gopis if I had to talk about them. Because their bhakti, like Prahlada's bhakti, is exceptional. It's exceptional. And unless you are in that state of the gopis, whatever you talk, it won't have the same effect. Like how gopis felt about Krishna, how could Shuka Brahmarshi explain that? Unless you are a gopi, you won't be able to know that gopi's feelings for Krishna. Is it not? You can understand that. Unless you are that person, you won't know that feeling of what gopis had for Krishna. No matter how well Shuka Brahmarshi has spoken there. Therefore, whenever it comes to talking about Krishna, Shuka Brahmarshi will say, let the gopis themselves say what they have to say about Krishna. And similarly here, let Narada Maharshi say what he wants to say about Prahlada. So that is the beauty in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here you can see some stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When it comes, Shuka Brahmarshi will leave the seat and hands over to Narada Maharshi or Gopi, whoever it may be. So because when you are talking about Krishna, Krishna has done so many things, is it not? If you say Krishna has stolen the butter, Krishna has stolen the milk, and we have to say all these things, Shuka Brahmarshi knows, if I say things like that, that will be offensive. So therefore, he will move away. He will say the gopis to make the statement. That's why in the Bhagavatam you will notice, gopis are complaining like this, Shuka Brahmarshi will say. Shuka Brahmarshi won't say that Krishna has stolen the butter, Krishna has stolen the milk, or he has done all other things what we consider as wrong from our moral point of view, but he will say the gopis have said like this.
And that's how in the Bhagavatam that things are spoken. Shiva Brahmarshi's mood is, you can say what you want to say. Otherwise, when I go back to Vaikuntham, I will get chastised there for what I have done. So, because if you start saying Krishna has stolen, he is a little bit fearful about that. But if Gopi says Krishna has stolen, there is no complaint. There is no complaint about it. So, it is like that, isn't it? Suppose somebody who is very close to you, if he says something, you won't take it seriously. But somebody is not so close to you, when he says, you feel hurt by that. So, so that is the nature of this world. That persons who are very closer to you, if they say something, then you don't get hurt. But somebody who is not very close with you, and if they say something, then you get hurt. Then you get hurt. Or if somebody whom you don't like, if they say something, get hurt. So, Krishna is also like that. So, those devotees who are very close to Krishna, if they say something, Krishna likes it. He doesn't mind it. Like the gopis. Like Narada Maharshi. If they say something, Krishna doesn't mind. And whereas Shiva Brahmarshi is still feeling that he says something and upsets Krishna, then it could be a problem later. So, then Sri Narada Maharshi asked Yudhishthira, where should we begin this story? You will see there in the second chapter, Sri Narada Maharshi is asking where to start this story. Because this story is like this, Shri Narada Vacha, the first verse in the second chapter.
Bradaryevam vinihade harina krodhamutina hiranyakashipu rajan paryadapyadrusha shucha.
That's the beginning of that. In the meaning sense that he's finding it difficult that earlier in the third canto, Krishna appeared as Varahamurti, Lord Varaha, and killed Hiranyaksha as Varahamurti, isn't it? And that is how the story begins, with the death of Hiranyaksha. Because when Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu got upset. His brother, isn't it? His brother. And Hiranyakashipu, what he did was, he brought this dead body, Hiranyaksha's dead body, and he has to cremate that body. Hiranyaksha's dead body, he has to cremate that. And all the rituals associated with the cremation, everything was done. And after that, after his body was cremated, Hiranyakashipu called his mother, Didi Devi, and Hiranyaksha's wife, their children, they were all there. So the whole family got together. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha's wife, Hiranyaksha's children, and the mother, Didi Devi. And they are all feeling very upset because Hiranyaksha was killed by Varahamurti, isn't it? And then he turns around, Hiranyakashipu turns to Didi Devi and says to her, "My dear mother, why do you cry? Why do you cry? Is it because Hiranyaksha died? Is that what you are feeling so bad about it? That Hiranyaksha is not dead." Who says? Hiranyakashipu. He says, "Hiranyaksha is not dead. Because if he is dead, I could have brought that body and given it to you." So, Didi Devi says to Hiranyakashipu that, "I'm not talking about his body. I'm talking about his soul. Hiranyaksha's soul." So, alright, Hiranyakashipu says, "If it is like that, have you seen Hiranyaksha's soul?" Hiranyakashipu is asking, "Have you seen that soul?" As far as body is concerned, you don't have to feel bad about it, the death of the body, isn't it? But if it is about the soul also, you don't have to feel bad about it. In either way, whether it's body or it's the soul, either way, you don't have to feel bad about it. Hiranyakashipu is talking Vedantam to Didi Devi. Because he says to her that the Atma inside never die. It cannot be killed, is it not? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Atma can never be killed. It has no birth, it has no death. And whatever Krishna has spoken to Arjuna, Hiranyakashipu is saying to Didi Devi here in the Bhagavadam. The same thing. Na jayate, na mriyate, va kadajil nayam bhutva bhavidan vanabhuya ajonityam shashvatoyam puranam na hanyade hanyavani sharire. The same message in that verse, Hiranyakashipu managed to talk the same thing to Didi Devi. So Hiranyakashipu's a long lecture there, you will see there, first class Vedantam. And you won't see such a beautiful way of speaking Vedantam anywhere else in the Bhagavatam, like the way Hiranyakashipu has spoken. That's the beauty of that. You start thinking, a man with such a deeper understanding of Vedantic philosophy, why is he like this? If Vedantam is so powerful realization for him, but here you can see that problem. Problem is this. Philosophical understanding and realization, they are two different things. You can see one thing that a school teacher told the children in the class, don't beat the cows. Don't beat the cows. And he gave the logic behind it, saying that the cow is a manifestation of Mother Earth, because she takes the form of the cow when she wants to speak. And she is also considered to be one of the mother, Dhenu. And when he was talking to the children, by chance, a cow got into his own compound, house compound. He was teaching them at home. So a cow walked into his, the house compound, and where he was growing vegetables and fruits and everything, the cow got in, and started eating all of that, what he was growing there. So, while he was talking this to these children, when the cow entered and started doing this, he got inside, got a huge stick, and went and beat the cows heavily. He beat them. And some or the other, the cow escaped when it got beaten. So, the children could not understand this. He was telling them that you shouldn't beat the cows. Why? Because cow is a manifestation of the Mother Earth. And she is close to Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hidayacha. He's closer to Krishna. We shouldn't beat the cow. The next thing what he did was, when the cow got in, gave them a bite. Gave them a few beatings to that cow to go away from there. So the children asked the teacher, only now you are telling us that not to beat the cows, and you have gone and beaten the cows, he said. So he says to them, why are you asking this question? He says, you shouldn't be asking such questions, he said, because the cow I have beaten is coming from the other houses. So it's justified in beating that. I am talking about that cows which are roaming around somewhere else. That you can beat. That you should not beat. Who is not connected with you. But if they are coming and taking your, spoiling your garden, then you are justified in doing that. So, Vedantam is like this, that everybody understands Vedantam. When you speak Vedantam to people, they are able to understand the Vedantam. But why we are not getting liberated? Nobody is getting liberated. although Vedantam is very convincing, logical, and very easy to accept, but still to speak Vedantam is easier, but to translate that into one's life is very, very difficult. Like this situation with the cow, what happened? Similarly, we can also talk things in the class, outside, everywhere, but when it comes to practical life, to translate that Vedantic realization is difficult for all of us, isn't it? So, and that is what has happened to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu understands everything, but unable to translate that into his vyavaharam in this world. Into vyavaharam in this world. Soul has no birth nor death. He says in the Bhagavatam that about Hiranyakashipu, in that second chapter you see that Hiranyakashipu was so philosophical. Narada Vaja, last words in the second chapter. Idi daityavadeer vakyam didiragarnyasa snusha putrashogam kshana tyektva tatve chindamatharayal. You know what happened? That idi daityavadeer vakyam, that means when Hiranyakashipu spoke Vedantam to Didhidevi and to Didhidevi's, to Hiranyaksha's wife and the children, Didhiragarnya Sasnusha. Snusha means, Snusha is Hiranyaksha's wife. The Snusha, Didhidevi, they all heard Vedantam from Hiranyakashipu. And what happened? Putrashogam kshana tyektva. Their distress is gone from inside by hearing from, by Hiranyakashipu's preaching. Hiranyakashipu preached so well that Hiranyakashipu preached the Vedantam so well that Didhidevi and Hiranyaksha's wife, they gave up their distress, and tatve chintamadharayal, being convinced by the philosophical understanding of the Atma, philosophical understanding of Atma, and fully experiencing the what Hiranyakashipu has spoken, and that convinced them there is nothing to feel bad about Hiranyaksha's death, and they felt relieved. Who says this? Narada Maharshi is saying there in the Bhagavatam. Narada Maharshi is saying there. So he says here, tatve chindam atharayal. See that word, tatve chindam atharayal. Tatve chindam atharayal means that they got fixed up in the philosophical understanding. They got fixed up in that. Who? Didhidevi, her children, wife, they all got their mind fixed up in that. So, there you can see that tattvam is nice. Tattvam is nice. But to get fixed up in the tattvam is more difficult. Tattvam, when you understand here, Vedantam is very good that way. That when you hear Vedantam, you will get convinced very easily. Everything makes sense. It's so well spoken in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ekadasha Skandam also. And here you find Hiranyakashipu speaking the same thing. Then you find our Dattatreya Maharshi talking about it to Yadu. And then you find Krishna talking to Uddhava. And then you also find there in the Bhagavatam in different places that Tattvajnanam, like you see Jadabharata is talking to Rahugana, Bharata Rahugana Samvadam, Sri Narada Maharshi talking to Yudhishthira Samvadam. In several places in the Bhagavatam, Tattvajnanam is spoken very well. And when you are keep on hearing the same thing again and again, you start realizing the truth is spoken so well, so convincing way, that you tend to accept it. But the difficulty comes when it comes to our own life. We fail. It's not working for us, is it not? That is the problem here also. Hiranyakashipu knows Vedantam as much as anybody else in this world, but when it came to practical application of that in Vyavaharam in this world, Hiranyakashipu also is finding it difficult. You could see a person who knows Vedantam like this, how could he act against Prahlada in the way he has acted, and against Mahavishnu how he acted in the two situations. So, therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vedantam is spoken in a little different way, in the sense that instead of remembering this Tatvajnanam, remember about Krishna, Krishna's form, the peacock feather, Krishna's smile, beautiful face, and Krishna's beautiful form, all these things, yellow garments, and these things, it's another Vedantam, but it is much more sweet to follow through. So, otherwise, the other Vedantam is a little bit hard to digest for ordinary people, isn't it? So, that is why you will see in the Karnamritam, Villumangalam mentions this, that in the, if you look, you will see there, Vichine bhavaneshu vallavinam upanishadartham lugale nibaddham. There is a verse, I don't know where that is, it isn't. Vichine bhavaneshu vallavinam upanishadartham lugale nibaddham. It says, upanishadartham means Vedantam. That upanishadartham, Vedantam, ulugale nibaddham, is bound in the mortar in Vrindavanam. Yashoda Devi has bound that Upanishad knowledge in the form of Krishna. Upanishadartham ulugale nibaddham. I think it is, I can't see where it is now. See, big book to refer to. I'll refer to this. Fifty-one. Third canto.
Second
canto. Yeah. No, not that. Not that. Vijane bhuvaneshu allavinam. That's how that begins. Vichinuda bhavaneshu allavinam. Upanishadarthamulugale nibaddham. Last line. Probably it is in the third canto, somewhere. This is more difficult. English
verses.
Sorry. English also. Doesn't matter. Eh? 195. Let's have a look. 195. Yeah. 195. Let's see 195. No. That either. No, we'll leave that. We'll come back later. Vichinuda bhavaneshu vallavinam upanishadartham ulugale nibaddham. That's the verse. Anyway, so here, Villumangalam's explanation of Vedantam is like that. He's saying that I'm not looking into Vijinuda Bhavaneshu Vallavinam. In gopis' homes, Krishna is always present in the gopis' houses. They have tied him down to the mortar. Upanishadartham Ulugale Nibaddham. The message of Upanishads is that what you are seeing in Vrindavanam in the house of the gopis. That is how Villumangalam talks about that. And in the eyes of Vilamangalam, this Vedantam, who is tied down to this mortar, it has got peacock feather and all the other beautiful forms of Krishna. And it is easier to remember that than the Tattvajnanam of the Vedantam. So Shubha Brahmarshi is saying here, so what is Hiranyakashipu is going to do now? After talking all this Vedanta philosophy to Didi Devi and to Hiranyaksha's wife and the children, what did he do? His next thing what he does is, who killed my brother Mahavishnu? After saying all this Vedanta, he is saying here, I have to take revenge for that. I have to retaliate properly because he has killed my brother. After saying all these things, that's the interesting thing. So, and what he is angry about is, he said, this Mahavishnu didn't come directly and fight with him. Instead, comes in a disguised form like a boar, Varaha form, and kills him. If he had come directly and had a direct fight, I didn't mind that. Hiranyaksha would have won. But actually, he has cheated him by taking this different form of Varaham. And that Varaha means, when Hiranyakashipu says, he doesn't use the word Varaham. He uses the word boar. Like we say, in a very condemning way, isn't it? Pig or boar. Taking that form and coming to fight with my brother. So he has decided to take revenge and to react to that. So he says, if my brother has to find this way, then I find his life after this death, if he has to find some proper direction, then I have to kill Vishnu first, he says there. And how to kill him? Killing Vishnu is not easy. I need some strength for that. And that strength I have to get from austerities and penances, tapasya. So, Hiranyakashipu leaves home and goes to Mandara Parvata, Mandara Mountains, and on the valleys of Mandara Mountains, he begins his powerful austerities and penances. He begins that, isn't it? How is that penances is discussed in the Bhagavatam? On all the four sides, he made fire. He's right, sitting right in the middle of the fire. Urdhubahu means holding the hands like this and standing there in the middle of this fire. And Nabho Drishti, the eyes are towards the sky, he's looking at that. And he's standing on one leg and eyes are looking towards the sky. Hiranyakashipu doesn't close his eyes when he is performing these penances. Everything is little different. And without moving anything, he is performing his penances. Look into the Bhagavatam, what he says there about that in the third chapter. That 10th verse, 7:3:10. Tadaham vardhamanena tapo yoga samadhina kalaatmanoscha nityatval sadhayishe tathalmanam. Srishtva jarajaramidam tapo yoga samadhinam adhyaste sarvadishnebhya parameshti nijasanam. Hiranyakashipu's penances are spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalaatmanoscha nityatval sadhayishe tathalmanam. That he says here, look at that determination in Hiranyakashipu. That is what's admirable there. He says, time is eternal, isn't it? Time, kalam, is eternal. And atma is eternal, soul is also eternal. Hiranyakashipu is saying, if these two things are eternal, I will get what I want, he says. That determination in him. See that? Kala atmanoscha nityatval sadhiishe tathalmana. I will get what I want and I will get it no matter what happens. If time is eternal, if Atma is also eternal, that means I am eternal, he is saying, time is eternal, I will get what I want from Brahma, for to whom he is performing his penances to please Brahma, isn't it? So it is with this determination he has started his penances. Many manus have passed through. His manuandaram has finished. Several manus have done their administration and gone away from here. Hiranyakashipu is continuing the penances. And when it has come to that state, the demigods were finding very, very difficult because of the power of those penances. He started thinking that if this person, Hiranyakashipu, becomes like this, so powerful and so determined he is, that he will, with his power of austerities and penances, he will blow the whole creation. To that extent he has become powerful. So when the demigods also started feeling the heat because of Hiranyakashipu's penances and austerities, they went up to Lord Brahma and complained about this, that you have to be careful what's happening now, that we don't know what he is after. He may be after your position. We don't know what Hiranyakashipu is after. And best thing is that we should go and see him and give him what he wants so that we will have some peace. Otherwise it will be very, very difficult, isn't it? If you keep on allowing it to so many minute times, that means how long it has lasted, that penances. That's what it is. How long it has lasted. These penances have lasted. So saying that, you can see there that the Lord Brahma is preparing himself to come and see him. And Brahma has come to Hiranyakashipu's ashram. Hiranyakashipu had an ashram where he was performing these penances. And he has come to see him. And in the next chapter, Brahma is offering all the benedictions to Hiranyakashipu. And before giving these benedictions to Hiranyakashipu, Brahma giving these benedictions to Hiranyakashipu, Shivabrahma Maharshi stopped Srimad Bhagavatam there. Srimad Bhagavatam there. Because he did not want to give benedictions now and then go on to another chapter. As soon as you give benedictions, without much delay, he should be killed. Hiranyakashipu should be killed. Otherwise, he is going to create more trouble. Even in the while speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, Shiva Brahmarshi is even little bit frightened about this Hiranyakashipu. The way he has spoken about him. And he is saying here that we will talk about the benedictions he has offered in the next chapter. That is how the first three chapters finishes in the Bhagavatam. And the next three chapters is all about the benedictions that's being offered and conversation between Hiranyakashipu Hiranyakashipu and Brahma. Most important discussions there. Shridhara Swami says there, Tridiye tasya tapasa taptam vichya jagadvidi agada usminyasthena samsudascha varanadal. Due to Hiranyakashipu's austerities and penances, the whole creation is feeling the pressure. And Brahma got so surprised by that, and he goes to see him and give all the benedictions to him. Shri Narada Vacha Hiranyakashipu Rajan Ajayam Ajaramaram. That is the third chapter. The fourth chapter. In the third chapter, Hiranyakashipu is asking for the benedictions, what was given in the third chapter. And in the fourth chapter, Hiranyakashipu gets the benedictions, what he wanted. And then there is Hiranyakashipu's adventure in the whole universe, how he started then. So we see here that in the
third chapter, when the benedictions he wanted, Hiranyakashipu is asking, Brahma has come to see Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu's request for the benedictions. He says to him that, tapannam tapasalokan yadha brabhidam ravim vilakshya vismida praha prahasan hamsavahana. Brahma comes there and he says to, calls Hiranyakashipu, Kashyapa. Kashyapa Prajapati is Brahma's son. So in one sense, who is Hiranyakashipu? Brahma's grandson, isn't it? It is Brahma's grandson he is. So that side is also there. You can't ignore that. So he calls him Kashyapa. Uttishto uttishta badram de tapasiddho si Kashyapa varadohamanu prapto vriyadam ipsito vara. So ask for that, and Hiranyakashipu later on puts his request to Brahma, says to him that prayers are all very eloquent. Prayers from Hiranyakashipu to Brahma. Nama adhyaya bijaya jnana vijnana murtaye prana indriya manu buddhi vigare arvekti mi yushe almana trivrida chedam sretya vadilimbadi rajasattadamo dhamne paraya mahadenama kalpande kala srishtena yondhena tamasavridam abhipyanam jagaditam sayam jodhi sarojisha. Goes on like that, and he mentions to him, ananda vyaktarubena yenidamakhilam tadam chidachichakti utaya tasmai bhagavade nama yadisdasya sabhimadan varanye varadotama bhutebhya tad srishtebhyo mrtinmar bhun mama prabhom na andar bahir divanaktam anyasmad abhijayudhai na bhoma na ambare mrtyu na harir na mrgairabhi. Hiranyakashipu's way of asking was no loophole in anything. So that tomorrow, if Vishnu wants to kill him, he should not have any loophole in the agreement. That is such a way, everything was written very precisely. He should not be killed during the day or at night, and he should be cannot be killed by a demon or a demigod. He should not be killed by the Buddha, anybody who has been created by Lord Brahma. Everybody has been created by Lord Brahma. He says, nobody from your creation should be able to kill me. In this way, he asked for a number of things from Brahma, and Brahma handed over everything. So that's what you find in the fourth chapter. That he got this benedictions from Brahma, and Hiranyakashipu started his adventures. First thing, he hated Mahavishnu. So Vishnu and Vishnu's people, Vaishnavas or devotees, that's whom he targeted first. Sri Narada Vacham Evam Vrdashada Dradir Hiranyakashipu Radha Pradata Tabasa Prido Varam Sasya Sudur Labhan Brahma Vacham Tadehemi Durlabhapum Samyan Vrnishe Varan Mama Tathavi Vidaramyanga Varan Yadavidurlabhan Tato Jagama Bhagavan Amogha Nigraho Vibhu Pujido Asuravaryena Stuyamana Prajeshwaraihi Evam Labdhavaro Daityo Bibradhema Mayam Vabhu Bhagavatyakaro Dvesham Radurvathamanas Maran Sa Vijitya Disha Sarva Logam Shatri Mahasura Deva Asuramanu Shendran Gandharva Garudoragan Siddha Charana Vidya Adhan Krishin Pitrupadin Manun Yaksha Raksha Pishajeshan Preda Bhuta Padhinatha Sarva Sattupadin Jityo Vashamani Vishwajil Jahara Logavala Anam Stanani Sahadejasa Devam Udhyana Shriya Jushtam Adhyaste Esma Trivishtavam Mahendra Bhavanam Sakshal Namnidam Vishwarmana Trailoka Lashmi Ayadanam Adhyuvasa Gilardhimal Yatra Vidrima Sobhana Mahamaragada Bhuva Yatra Svadiya Kudhyani Vaidhurya Sambhavaktaya Panktaya Yatra Chitra Vidani Palmaragasana Anicha Payabhina Nipashaya Mukta Adama Barichada Kujal Birnubarir Devyam Shabdayandamidastada Ratnastali Shubhashyandi Sudadi Sundaram Mukham Tasmin Mahendra Bhavani Mahabalo Mahamana Mirjila Lokamekaral
രേമേ അഭിവന്ദ്യാംഗ്രി യുഗസ്വരാദിവി പ്രതാപഗൈത്യർജിത ചണ്ഡശാസനാഹ തമംഗമത്തം മധുനോർഗന്ധിനാം വിവൃത്ത താം വാഷമശേഷ വിഷ്ണവ ഉപാസദേവായനപാനഭിർവിന തൃപിസ്തപോ യോഗബലൗജസാം പദം ജഗുർമഹേന്ദ്രാസനമോജസാ സ്ഥിതം വിശ്വാവസുസ്തുംബുരസ്മദാദയ ഗന്ധർവസിദ്ധാക്ഷയോസ്തു വന്മുഹുർ വിദ്യാധര അപ്സരസശ്ച പാണ്ഡവ സ ഏവ വർണ്ണാശ്രമകൃതിർഭൂരി ദക്ഷിണേ ഇജ്ജ മനോഹവിർഭാഗാനഗ്രഹിൽ സ്വേന തേജസ അകൃഷ്ടവച്യാദസ്യാസീൽ സപ്തദ്വീപവതീമഹി തഥാ കാമധുഗാദ്യൗസ്തു നാനാശ്ചര്യപദം നഭ രത്നാകരശ്ച രത്നാഘോസ്തൽപജ്ഞശ്ചോഹുരൂർമിഭി ക്ഷാരസീതു ഘൃതക്ഷൗദ്രദിതി ക്ഷീരമൃതോദക ശൈലാ ദ്രോണീഭിരാക്രീഡം സർവർത്തൃഷു ഗുണാൻ ദ്രുമ ദധാര ലോകബാലാനാം ഏവ ഏക ഏവ പൃഥർഗുണാൻ സ ഇത്ഥം നിർജിതകം കുബേരകാഡ്വിഷയാൻ പ്രിയാൻ യഥോപജോഷം മുഞ്ജാനോ നാദൃപ്യ അചിതേന്ദ്രിയ ഏവം ഐശ്വര്യമത്തസ്യാദൃപ്തസ്യോച്ഛാസ്ത്രവർത്തിന കാലോ മഹാന്യതിയായ ബ്രഹ്മശാപോപേയുഷ ഹിരണ്യകശിപു's administration spoken there. Then as soon as he got all these benedictions from Brahma, you know what he did first? He walked into the heavenly planets first. Got there, and as soon as Hiranyakashipu, they came to know that Hiranyakashipu is coming there with all these benedictions, Indra and others ran away, left the scene. They couldn't wait, they were frightened what Hiranyakashipu was going to do. Probably Hiranyakashipu will give him some job which Indra may not like to do. So as soon as he walks in, Jagur Mahendra Sanamojasastitam Vishwavasustumburu Asmadadaya. This is how the heavenly planets are. He got there, that Indra's throne is there. With his left foot, he gave a kick. That's how much he cares for Indra. Then he says, Jagur Mahendrasana Mojasastidam. Mahendrasana means Indra's throne. That he's seeing that, he says, who is this Indra? He says, gives him a good kick and get him out of that, from there. He says, I don't need this throne. Throws him out. All the Apsaras women, they were singing the glories of Indra till now. Now they are singing glories of Hiranyakashipu. And even Srinarada Maharshi says, Srinarada Maharshi has disciples, two disciples, Vishwavasu and Thumbiru. They come there and they also started playing the veena and the guitar to please Hiranyakashipu. Everybody became Hiranyakashipu's people straight away. Only thing is, Hiranyakashipu got the control of the whole universe. That's how administration is always, isn't it? Whoever takes control, all the people will go along with it. You won't say anything. Now he is in power, we are his subjects. So people also accordingly changed, everybody accepted that. Another thing here, Shuka Brahmarshi says about Hiranyakashipu is, his administration was so good and everybody was so opulent. He says, you could never imagine that. He says there, you can see, Akrishtavachyatasyasil saptanjeevavadi mahi tatha kamadukhadyastu nanaschajivadam tabha. Then, because it was Hiranyakashipu's management, everything was in abundance. There was no crisis, economic crisis. Nothing. Everything in plenty. The devotees say, the reason for that is, Krishna thought, after all, he has come from Vaikuntham here. So, Vaikuntham is full of opulences. When my servant goes there, if he is lacking something there, then it's a bad name for me. So, Krishna made sure that when Hiranyakashipu came here, he had all the opulences like when he was in Vaikuntham. That is why in Hiranyakashipu's administration is appreciated very much, because all the people were extremely happy with Hiranyakashipu's management. They loved it so much. Everything in surplus, what can you do? There's nothing short of wealth-wise. Aishwaryam says there, then Asnana Ascharyapadam Nabha Ratnakarascha Ratnaukham Kalpat Nishchoru Chohururmibhi Charasidu Gritakshaudram Dedi Kshiram Amrudodagam. All the essentials, ingredients what you require, plus
ശൈലോ ദ്രോണിഭിരാക്കിടം സർവർത്തൃഷു ഗുണാന്ദ്രുമ ദധാര ലോകപാലോ നാം ഏക ഏവ പൃഥക് ഗുണാൻ.
നോർമലി യു വുഡ് ഹാവ് തോട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ഇൻ ഹിരണ്യകശിപുസ് അഡ്മിനിസ്ട്രേഷൻ എവറിഥിംഗ് വിൽ ബിക്കം ഷോർട്ട് ലൈക്ക് ഇൻ ദ വേനസ് കേസ്, ബട്ട് ഇൻ ഹിരണ്യകശിപുസ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് നോട്ട് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്. എവറിഥിംഗ് വാസ് ഇൻ ബൾക്ക് പ്ലെന്റി ദർ.
തസ്യോഗ്രദണ്ഡസം ഓൺലി തിങ് ഈസ് വൺ തിങ് വാസ് നോട്ട് അലൌഡ്, നോ ടെമ്പിൾസ് നോ വർഷിപ്പ്, നോ ടെമ്പിൾ നോ ടർഷിപ്പ്, നോ സാക്രിഫൈസസ്, നോ വേദം. These things Hiranyakashipu said no, that we can't have.
Tasyogradandasam vignam sarve lokasabalaka anyatra labdha sharanam labdha sharana sharanam yairachitam tasyevam ustukashtaye yatralma hariri ishvara yalgatvana nivartande shanda sanyasino mala ide samyalpana samahidadiyo mala upadastur hrishikesham vinidravai bhojanah ൂദ്ധ്വാനി അരൂപോ മരൂപമേഘനിസ്വനാം സന്നാദയം നീ കുഖുവ സാധൂനാമഭയങ്കരി മാ ഭൈഷ്ണവിപുലശ്രേഷ്ഠ സർവേഷാം രുദ്രമസ്തുവ മദ്ദർശനം ഹി ഭൂതാനാം സർവശ്രേയോപവത്തയെ ജ്ഞാതമേനസ്യ ഗൗരാത്മ്യം ദൈതേയാവസദസ്യ ച തസ്യ ശാന്തിം കരിഷ്യാമി കാലം താവൽ പ്രതീക്ഷത. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഹി സേസ് വെൻ ദീസ് ഇൻസിഡൻസ് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് the demigods were feeling very difficult because they were they lost their position there in the heavenly planets and they were wandering around everywhere not knowing what to do. And have you seen there in the 23rd verse he says upadastru krishikesham vinidra vayu bhojana, they had nothing to eat because you may have plenty of food growing, but demigods will only able to eat if you offer them sacrifices. Sacrifices is not allowed. So human society was satisfied, but demigods were starving. This was the situation. They were starving because human society is supposed to perform sacrifices to please the demigods. Is it not? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, parasparam bhavayanda prema paramapsita. So mutually we have to offer our sacrifices to please the demigods, and in return they have to provide us our necessities of life. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. So that means they are to be honored by our sacrifices. That wasn't happening. Hiranyakashipu put an end to that. So they had no food to eat and they were wandering around everywhere. How? Vinidra vayu bhojana. They were eating the air. Vayu bhojana. When you say vayu bhojana means, that means they have opened their mouth open, wow, like that, and wandering around, not knowing what to do. That's what it means. Vinidra vayu bhojana. Te shama vire buddhvane aruba meghanisvanam sanadhyandhukum sadhuna abhengari. And then, when all this became unbearable, so the demigods got very upset. And then they go to Mahavishnu and complains about this situation to him. So when ma bhaishta vibhuta shreshtam sarvesham bhadramastuva mad darshanam hi bhudanam sarvashreya upavataye, Mahavishnu consoled them and told them that don't worry about it, we will sort this out one day. And demigod says to Vishnu, how you are going to sort this out? He is controlling the whole creation everywhere. He is present everywhere. Jnana medasa dauratmyam daideya upasadasya cha tasya shantim karishyami kalam taval pratikshata. But Mahavishnu's word, they took it for granted. And they said, we'll go and we'll wait for that thing to happen. How it is going to happen. They couldn't believe it, how it is going to happen. But Mahavishnu understood their difficulty and says to the demigods, Yada deveshu vedeshu goshu vipreshu sadhushu. All of them. Hiranyakashipu stopped sacrifices. That means demigods were not respected anymore. Vedam, he said no. Not allowed. Chanting the Vedam. Goshu, protection of the cows. Not allowed. Cows kill freely as much as you like. Vipreshu, Brahmanas, who are supposed to conduct the protect the Vedic culture, the Vedic way of life. Vipreshu, sadhushu, devotees and sannyasis and all of that group. All of them
demigod says to Mahavishnu, they have all gone. Nobody is there now anymore. There is no cows, there is no demigods, there is no Vedic literature, there is no recitation of the Vedas, there is no Brahmanas, there is no devotees, nobody. Dharma mai javidvesha savashu vinashari. Because of the hate for me, Mahavishnu, Hiranyakashipu has wiped them out all. Demigod says to Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu says, I know that, he said, I know about that, but I can tolerate all that. But then he says, Narvairaya prashandaya sasudaya mahalmane prakadaya yadadruhe hanishebi varorjidam. The moment he lays his hand on Prahlada, who is he? Nirvairaya prashandaya, Prahlada's quality, nirvairam, one who has no enmity towards anybody, always in that shandi state, in the realized state. So Sudaya, and he is the son of Hiranyakashipu. Mahalmane is the greatest personality. And that Prahladaya yadadruhe, and if he touches Hiran Prahlada and start trying to create difficulties for him, droham, druhe, droham means if he tries to disturb him, his life, hanishebi varorjidam, no matter what benediction Brahma has given to him, I will kill him. This is the promise from Mahavishnu. Only when this verse was spoken, demigods felt satisfied. Because they could see that Yada Deveshu, Vedeshu, Goshu, Vipreshu, Sadhushu, Dharme Maija Vidvesham, Sava Ashu Vinashiri. When they are all finished, then I will act, he said. Demigod says they were all finished long ago. They are not there anymore. It was then that Mahavishnu said, Nurvairaya prashandaya susudaya mahalmane prakhadaya yadadruhe hanishevi varorjinam. As soon as this verse was spoken, the demigods wanted to find out who is this Prahlada Krishna is talking about. Who is this Prahlada they wanted to find out. And they start inquiring about him. Shri Narada Vaja Ititta Alava Guranam Tam Pranamidu Vaukasa Nevartanda Vado Udvege Menire Chasuram Hatam Tasya Daitya Vade Putras Chatvara Brahma Albhuda Prahlado Bhun Maham Stesham Gunair Mahaduba Saga Brahmanya Shila Sambandam Satya Sandho Jidendriya Atma Val Sarva Bhudaram Ega Priya Sahurtama Dasa Val Samnalaj Yangri Pidurvad Dhina Val Sala Vyadra Valsadrashe Snigdo Gurushi Ishwara Bhavana Vidyaturuva Janmadhyo Manastambha Manastambha Vivarjita No Udnigna Jitto Vesaneshu Nispruha Shudeshu Drishteshu Guneshu Avastudrak Dandendriya Prana Sharirathi Sadha Prashandagamo Rahida Asura Osura Yasmin Mahagunarajan Grihyande Kavibhirmuho Nadirdhuna Bidiyande Yadha Bhagavadi Ishwari Yam Sadhugada Sadasiri Bhavo Bisuranuba Pradimanam Brahur Vandi Kimadani Bhava Drasha Gunai Asamalam Asam Gunai Alama Gunai Alama Sangir Mahatmyam Dasya Suchyade Vasudevi Bhagavadi Yasya Naisargihi Yadi Nyasa Kridanago Bala Jadavatan Manayastaya Manastaya Krishna Graha Grihi Idalma Naveda Jagadish Drisham Asinam Bariran Nasnan Shayana Prabhuban Bruvan Nani Sandatamedani Govinda Bariram Pida Kujil Drudhidhi Vaikundam Chinda Chabala Chaitana Shabala Chaitana Kujit Dasadhiva Chinda Akhlada Udgaidi Kujil Nagadi Kujidul Kando Virajo Nurtyadi Kujil Kujital Bhavana Yutam Tanmayo Nuchakaraha Kujidul Pragastushni Masse Samsparshana Ruvrada Aspanda Pranayananda Silamilide Kshana Sa Uttama Shoga Badara Vindayon Shevaya Kinjana Sangalabdhaya Tanvan Param Nurvurimatmano Muhur Dusangadina Anyamanashamam Vyathal Tasmin Mahabhagavadi Mahabhagi Mahalmani Hiranyakashipu Rajan Agarodhamalpaje Yudhishthira Uvacha
ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ധേ പ്രഹ്ലാദചരിതെ ചതുർത്ഥോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ റിലേറ്റഡ് ടു ദി പ്രേയേഴ്സ് ഫ്രം ദി ഹിരണ്യകശിപു പ്രേയേഴ്സ് ടു ബ്രഹ്മ. ബ്രഹ്മ സാങ്ഷൻഡ് ഓൾ ദി ബെനഡിക്ഷൻസ് ഹി വാണ്ടഡ് ആൻഡ് ഹി കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി upset the whole balance of this creation by his activities. Demigods went and prayed to Krishna, and in return Krishna has told them that when he touches Prahlada, then I will act. Because Brahma has given all other things what he asked for. He couldn't do anything. So Krishna says there, Mahavishnu says there, that when he lays his hands on Prahlada, because that hasn't been spoken about before. Nirvairai, Prashandai, Susudai, Mahatmane, പ്രഹ്ലാദായ ദാദ്രുഹി അനിഷേപി വരോർജിതം. ആൻഡ് വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് ദേ വാണ്ടഡ് ടു ഫൈൻഡ് ഔട്ട് ഹൂ ഈസ് ദിസ് പ്രഹ്ലാദ വി ആർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട്. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ദേ ഫൗണ്ട് ഔട്ട് ഹൂ ഹി ഈസ്. ആൻഡ് വെൻ ദേ ഫൗണ്ട് ഔട്ട് ദിസ് പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റി പ്രഹ്ലാദ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് സ്പോക്കൺ ഇൻ ദോസ് വേർഡ്സ് ഇസ് ദെയർ. പ്രഹ്ലാദസ് ക്യാരക്ടർ, വാട്ട് ആർ ദേ? വാസുദേവേ ഭഗവതി യസ്യ നൈസർഗികീ രതി. Nothing else he knows except Krishna, because it's planted in the womb. Why it was known? Nyasta kridanago balo. When all the other children were playing, he does not want to play with them. Jadavatan manasthaya Krishna graha grihidalma. He was in that realized state even at that age. See that word? Jadavatan manasthaya. Like a Jadabharata he was. Like a Jadabharata. Why? Krishnan graha grihidalma. He was captured by the planet called Krishna. Normally we say like that, if you are influenced by Saturn or Jupiter, we say that planet has caught him. But here, another new planet has come called Krishna graha. Krishna himself has taken control of him. Krishna graha grihidalma. Na veda jagadi drisham. He doesn't know anything else except Krishna. Then asinan. You will see that verse and Kamsa's verse, same. Talking about Kamsa and Prahlada, same words. Asinan, Paryadan, Ashnan, Shayanan, Prabhivan, Bruvan. Nani Sandatta Medhani, Govinda Parirambhida. Kamsa also remembered Krishna in the same way. Asinam, Samvisha, Sishtan, Munjanam, Paryadan, Mahim. All the time, complete remembrance of Krishna for Kamsa. Here also, Asinan, Paryadan, Ashnan. While sitting, while walking, while eating, while sleeping, Prabhivan speaking, Prabhivan, Bruvan. അനുസന്ധത്ത മേധാനി ഗോവിന്ദ പരിരംഭിത. ഓൾവേസ് അണ്ടർ ദി ഇൻഫ്ലുവൻസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ. ദെൻ ഹിസ് നേച്ചർ ഈസ് സ്പോക്കൺ ദർ കൊജിൽ ധൃതി വൈകുണ്ഠം ചിന്താശവള ചേതന. എ മോർ ലെസ് ലൈക്ക് എ ജഡഭരത, ഓർ ലൈക്ക് എ യു കെൻ സേ യു റിമെമ്പർ ധ്രുവമരാജ് ഹാഡ് എ സൺ. ധ്രുവമരാജ് ഹാഡ് സൺ ഹൂ വെൻ ഹി വാസ് ഓഫേർഡ് ദി പൊസിഷൻ ഓഫ് ദി കിങ് ഹി റിഫ്യൂസ്ഡ്. And what happened to him? He became like Jadabharata. Dhruva's son. He became like Jadabharata. And when he became like Jadabharata, he was behaving like the way Prahlada was behaving. No interest at all in this world. Because he thought, if they make me the king, then I have to have all this headache of ruling the planet. Seeing Dhruva's situation, he did not want that. So what he did was, he was behaving like this. Sometimes he will laugh, sometimes he will cry, like a crazy person. So because of the high realization inside. So here with Prahlada also, kojal trudhani vaigundam chinda shabala chedana, kojal asadita chinda ahlada ulgayadi kojal. Sometimes he will laugh, sometimes he will cry. Nadani jud ulkando vilajo, sometimes he will sing and dance. Vilajo nrityadi kojal. Kojital bhavana yutam tanmayonu chakaraha. Always in that spiritual platform, never fallen into the bodily level. Kujalpula stushni aste samsparsha nirguruda aspanda pranayanda salilam ilidekshana.
that you could not understand that child, or his habits, or his nature. Nobody could understand him. Why? Sa uttama shloka padara vindayor. Always fixed up in Krishna. Always fixed up in Krishna. So, tasmin mahabhagavade mahabhage mahalmani Hiranyakashipu rajan akharodhana hamatmaja. And this is the son of Hiranyakashipu who is like this. So imagine, father one way, son exactly the opposite way. So we'll continue after a few minutes.
Chedo darpanam arjanam vaumaha davagni nirvavanam shreyakkaidava chandriya vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandham budivardhanam mridipada purnamrita swadanam sarvatna svanam varam vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam nam namagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpidani nida smaranena kala edadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamavi Durdeva me drishamiha janina nuraga Tranara vishuni jena Karora be sahishuna Amanina manadena Kirtani yasada hari Natanam na janam na sundarim Kavidam na jagadisha kamae Mama janmani janmani ishwari bhavadat Bhakti rahi duvitvai Ay nandadanu jagingaram padida mamshame bhavambudo Krabaya dava pada bangaja siddhaduli Sadrasham vichindaya Nayanam galada shudaraya Vadanam gadgadarudhaya gira Pulagair nijanam gadavabu Tavannama grahane bhavishyadi Yugayam nimeshena chatshusha pravishayidam Shunyayidam jagal sarvam govinda virahe name Ashleshava badaradam pinashtumam Adarshanam armahadam karyoduva Yadathadava vidadadulam vatam Malpranatha suna evana para.
The next chapter in the seventh canto, that is the fifth chapter, is about Shridhara Swami says here. Panjame Gurudodhidam Tektva Vishnu Sudavradam Khadayam Diva Sarpade Sudam Daityo Nashachashagal. That Prahlada and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is educating his son. And two personalities, Shanda and Amarka, they were given the responsibility to teach him. That, but they were trying their best to teach Hiranyakashipu's education system. But it was not working with Prahlada. It didn't work. Everything he has questioned. Prahlada has questioned everything. So Hiranyakashipu got fed up to educate him properly. Hiranyakashipu wanted in his way educated. But it didn't work. So he says there that Prahlada would always be absorbed in Krishna. Thinking about Krishna, chanting the holy name continuously, that Hiranyakashipu couldn't do anything about it. So finally he decided to torture him. And it is that torture, that's what is discussed in this chapter. Shri Narada Vaja Paurohityaya Bhagavan Vrudakka Vigila Surai Shanda Marko Sudautasya Daitya Raja Grihandike Tau Rajya Prabhidam Balam Prahladam Naego Vidam Padaya Masadu Padhya Nyam Shasura Balagan Yattatra guruna proktam shishruve nubabhathaja nasadhumanasamena sovarasat asadgrihashrayam Ekadasurira putram angamaropya vandava paprachakathyadam valsa manyade sadhu yal bhavan shri prahlado vacham talsadhu manye suravarya drehinam sadasamudvignadhyam asadgrihal hitu alpavadam griham andhagubam vanam gadoyal harivashrayeta shri narada vacham Shutva putra giro daitya parabaksha samahida jahasa buddhir bhalanam vidyade parabuddhivi samaghidhari rambalo guru gehe dujadivi vishnu bakshe pradichanye nirbhide dasa dhiryadam grahamanidam ahuyam prahadam daityaya jaga prashasya shlashnaya vaja samaprachanya samabhi
వల్స ప్రహ్లాద భద్రందే సత్యం కథయ మామృష బాలానది కుదస్తుభ్యం ఏషా బుద్ధి విపర్యయాః బుద్ధివేదవనకృతం ఉదాహోదే స్వదో భవల్ భణ్యదాంశోదు కామానాం గురూణాం కులనందన ప్రహ్లాదోవాచ స్వపరశ్చేత సద్గ్రహా పుంసామ్యన్మాయయా కృత విమోహితనియాం దృష్టస్తస్మై భగవతే నమః స యదానువృత పుంసాం పశుబుద్ధిర్విభిద్యతే అన్యమేష తథాన్యోహం ఇది భేదగదా సతి స ఏష ఆత్మా స్వపరేత్య బుద్ధిర్ దురతయాక్రమణో నిరూప్యతే ముహ్యందియద్వర్మనిదవాదినో బ్రహ్మాదయో హేష వినతి మే మతి యథా బ్రామ్యతయో బ్రహ్మన్ స్వయం ఆకర్ష సన్నిధౌ తథా మే విద్యుదో చేద చక్రవాణీర్యదృచ్ఛయా శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ఏదావల్బ్రాహ్మణాయోక్త్వా విరరామ మహామతి తన్నిర్భర స్యాత్ కుపిత సధీనో రాజసేవక ఆనీయరామరేవేత్రమస్మాకమయశస్కర కులంగారస్య దుర్బుద్ధే చతుర్థోస్యోదితో దమ దైదేయచందనమణి జాతోయం కండకద్రుమ యన్మూలో మూలపరవశో విష్ణోర్నాలాయుధోర్భగ ఇదిదం వివిధోపాయర్భీషయం స్తర్జనాది ప్రహ్లాదం గ్రాహయామాస త్రివర్గస్యోపవాదనం తదయనం గురు జ్ఞాత్వా జ్ఞాతజ్ఞేయ చతుష్టయం దైత్యేంద్రం దర్శయామాస పాదమృష్టమలంకృతం పాదయోవదిదం బాలం ప్రతినిధ్యాశిషాసుర పరిశుజ్జం దోర్భ్యాం పరమాపనిర్వృతి ఆరోప్యాంగమవఘ్రాయ మూర్ధిన్ అశ్రుకులాంబుభి ఆసింజన్ వికసద్వక్త్రం ఇదమాహ యుధిష్ఠిర హిరణ్యకశిపురువాచాం ప్రహ్లాదానుచ్చరాంనాథ స్వనీతం కించిదుత్తమం కాళేనైతావదాయుష్మన్ యదశిక్షన్ గురోర్భవాన్ ప్రహ్లాదవాచాం శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణో స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సంఖ్యమాల్పినివేదనం ఇది పుంసార్పిత విష్ణో భక్తిశ్చేర్ణవలక్షణ క్రియతే భగవత్యద్ద తన్మన్యేధిత ఉత్తమం నిశమ్మే జలసదవజో హిరణ్యక శిభుస్తా గురుపుత్రమువాచేదం రుషా ప్రస్ఫురిధాధర బ్రహ్మబంధోకిమేదతే విపక్షం ప్రశ్రయదా సదా అసారం గ్రాహితో బాలో మామనాదృ దుర్మదే సందేహ సాధవో లోకే దుర్మైత్రాశ్చద్మవేషిణ తేషాముదధియం కాళే రోగపాదకినామివ గురుపుత్రోవాచ నమల్ ప్రణీతం నవర ప్రణీతం సుతోవదత్తేషదేంద్రశత్రో నైసర్గికేయం మదిరస్య రాజన్ నియచ్చమన్యం కథదాస్మమాన శ్రీనారదోవాచ గురునైవం ప్రతి ప్రోక్తో భూయమాహారసురస్థలం నచే గురుముఖీయం దే కుతోభద్రాసదీ రమది ప్రహ్లాదోవాచ మదిర్న కృష్ణేన్ పరదస్వదో వా మిథోపివద్యేత గృహ ప్రధానం అధాంతగోపుర్విశదాం తమిశ్రం పునఃపునశ్చర్వీచర్వణానం నదే విదో స్వార్థగతీ విష్ణు దురాశయాయే బహిరర్థమానినాం అంధాయాందైరుమనీయమానాం వాజీశదాంద్యామురుదాన్యబద్ధాః తేషాం మదిస్థావురుక్రమాంగం స్పృశత్తినర్థాభవో యదర్థ మహీయసాం పాదరజోభిషేకం నిష్కించనానాం నవృణీదయావల్ ఇత్యుక్తో వరదం పుత్రం హిరణ్యకశిపురుష అంధీకృవాత్మా స్వోల్సంగ నిరస్యత మహీతలే ఆహా మమశ్రుషావిష్ట కషాయీభూతలోచన వధ్యదామాశ్వయం వధ్యో నిసారయమై నిరుదా అయమే భ్రాదృహ స్వయం హిత్వా స్వాన్ సుహృదోధమ పితృవిహందుర్యపాదో విష్ణోర్దాసవదర్చది విష్ణోర్వా సాధ్యసౌఖిన్ను కరిషిత్యంజ సమంజస సౌహృదం దుస్సజం మిత్ర ఆహాది పంచహాయిన పారోప్యవత్యం హితకృత్యదౌషధం స్వదేహజోప్యామయవల్సదోహిద చింద్యాతదంగం యదుదాత్మనోహిదం శేషం సుఖం జీవదియద్వివర్జనాల్ సర్వైరువాయైర్హంతవ్యం సంభోజ శయనాసనై సుహృల్లింగధర శత్రుమునేర్ దుష్టమివేంద్రియం నైర్యదాస్యే సమాధిష్టాభర్తావై శూలమాణయ తిమ్మందంష్టకరాళస్య స్థామ్రశ్రుశిరోరుహ నథంతుమైరవాం నాదం చందీ బింధీరివాదిన ఆసీనం చాహనన్ శూలై ప్రహ్లాదం సర్వకర్మసు పరే బ్రహ్మణ నిర్దేశే భగవత్యఖిలాల్మని యుక్తా మన్యఫల ఆసన్న పుణ్యస్యేవ సల్క్రియ ప్రయాసే మహదే తస్మిన్ దైత్యేంద్ర పరిశంకిత చకార తద్వదోభాయ నిర్బద్ధయేన దుష్టిర యేన యుధిష్ఠిర దిగ్గజయ దందశూదైశ్చ ఆభిచారావపాదని మాయాభిసం నిరోధిశ్చ గరధా నైరభోభేజనై హిమవాయగ్నిసలే పర్వతాక్రమణైరవి నశశాగయదాహందు మవాపమసురస్సుతం చిందాం దుర్గనమాం ప్రాప్త సల్కర్తం నాభ్యవద్యదాం ఏషమై బహుసాదూక్తో వధోపాయాశ్చ నిర్మిద తేస్తే ద్రోహి రసద్యం ముక్తస్తేనైవ తేజస వర్తమానో విదూరే వై బాలోప్యచఠతిరేయం న విస్మృతి మే ఆర్యం శునశేఫ ఇవ ప్రభు అప్రమేయానుభావోయం అగుదశ్చిభయోమర నూనమేద విరోధేన మృత్యుర్మేర్భవిదానవా ഇതിനം ചിന്തയാ കിഞ്ചിൽ മ്ലാന ശ്രീമധോ മുഖം ഷണ്ടാമർക്കൗഷനസൗ വിവിക്തമിതിഹോചതും ജിതം പ്രയോഗിക്കാന ജഗത്രയം ഭ്രുവോർ വിജൃംഭണസ്ത്ര സമസ്ത ധിഷ്ണ്യവം നാഥസ്യ ചിന്ത്യം തവ നാഥ ചഷ്മഹേ നവൈ ശിശൂനാം ഗുരുദോഷയോപദം ഇമം ദുമാശയപുരണസ്യ ബദ്ധ്വാ നിദേഹി വീതോ ന ചലായതേ യഥാ ബുദ്ധിശ്ച പുംസോ വയസ ആര്യ സേവയ യാവൽ ഗുരുർ ഭാർഗവ ആഗമിഷ്യതി തഥേ ഗുരുഭുക്തോക്തം അനുജ്ഞായതം അബ്രവീൽ ധർമ്മ്യാസ്യോപദ്രഷ്ടവ്യം രാജ്ഞായേം ഗൃഹവേധിനാം ധർമ്മമർത്ഥം ച കാമം ച നിതരാം ചാനു പൂർവശ പ്രഹ്ലാദായോ ചതുരാജൻ പ്രശ്രിതാവനതായ ച യഥാ ത്രിവർഗം ഗുരുഭി ആത്മനൈവ ശിക്ഷിതം ന സാധുമേനേ തച്ഛിക്ഷാം ദ്വന്ദ്വാരോമോപവർണിതാം യഥാചാര്യപുരാവൃത്തോ ഗൃഹമേധീയ കർമ്മസു വയസ്സേർബാലകൈസ്തത്ര സോമഹൂതകൃതക്ഷണേ അഥതാ അന്യശ്രേഷ്ണയാ വാചാ പ്രത്യാഹൂയ മഹാഭുത ഉവാച വിദ്വാംസ്തൻ നിഷ്ഠാം കൃപയാ പ്രഹസന്നിവ തേതു തദ്ഗൗരവാൻ സർവേ ത്യക്തക്രീഡാ പരിച്ഛത ബാലാനദൂഷിതയോ ദ്വന്ദ്വാര അമേരിതേ ഹിതൈ പരിവാസക രാജേന്ദ്ര തന്യസ്ഥ ഹൃദയേക്ഷണ തനാഹ കരുണോ മൈത്രോ മഹാഭാഗവതോ സുര ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ധേ പ്രഹ്ലാദാനുചരിതേ പഞ്ചമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ദെൻ ഇൻ ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വിൽ റീഡ് ദാറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ദെൻ വിൽ ഗോ ബാക്ക് ടു ദി സമ്മറി ഷഷ്ഠേ ഗുരു ഗൃഹവ്യഗ്രേ പ്രഹ്ലാദോ ദൈത്യപാലകൻ ശ്രീരാജാനി സ്വാമിജി സൈസ് തേർ അനുകമ്പ വരം തത്വം നാരദോക്തം ഉപാധിശൽ ദി റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ദി ടീച്ചേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് പ്രഹ്ലാദ ഹാസ് ബ്രോക്കൺ ഡൗൺ and they decided to tie him down and they understood that it is decided difficult to change Prahlada's way of thinking and at that opportunity so they decided to tie him down to a pillar and they went to do their business shanda namarka so at that time Prahlada thought this is a good opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness called all his friends there and started speaking to them directly the truth from fully realized state he is speaking so you can imagine the impact of that on the children who are present there he says there that the way Prahlada preached that's what you have to look at Prahlada is saying to them that the only reality in this whole creation is Atma nothing else that's how it but and you have to train yourself to get that understanding from the very beginning in life not at the late stage early days in life itself one should begin to understand who he is that inquiry must begin inside and that he has stressed on that to the children so you can look at that prahadamajam kaumaramajrey prajno dharmam bhagavadani ha durlabham anisham janmam tadapyadrom arthadam yadahi purushasyah vishnu padopa sarpanam yadesha sarvabhudanam പ്രിയ ആത്മേശ്വര സുഹൃത്ത് സുഖമൈന്ദ്രികം ദൈത്യമഹായോഗി ദേഹയോഗേന ദേഹിനാം സർവത്ര ലഭ്യതേ ദൈവാൻ യഥാ ദുഃഖമയത്നദാം തൽ പ്രയാസോ നഗർത്തവ്യത ഇർവയ പരം നഥതാ വിന്ദതേ ക്ഷേമം മുകുന്ദ ചരണാംബുജം തഥോ യേ ദോഷലക്ഷേമായ ഭയമാശ്രിത ശരീരം പൗരുഷം യാവത് വിപദ്യത പുഷ്കലം പുംസോ വർഷശതം ആയുസ്തദർത്ഥം ചാചിത ആത്മനോ നിഷ്ഫലം യഥസോരാത്രം ശരേന്ദ്രം പ്രാപിതസ്തമ മുഗ്ധസ്യ ബാല്യേ കൗമാരേ ക്രീഡതോ യാതി വിംശതി ജനയാഗ്രസ്തദേഹസ്യ യാത്യകൽപ്പസ്യ വിംശതി ദുരാമുരേണ കാമേന മോഹേന ച ബലീയ സ ശേഷം ഗൃഹേഷു സക്തസ്യ പ്രമത്തസ്യാവയാദിഃ കോ ഗൃഹേഷു മുമാൻ സക്തം ആത്മാനം അജിതേന്ദ്രിയ സ്നേഹമാശേന്ദ്രേ ബദ്ധം ഉത്സഹേന വിമോചിതം കോ അന്വർത്ഥദൃഷ്ടാം വിസജൽ പ്രാണേഭ്യോ അഭിയമീപ്സിത യം ക്രീണാന്തസ്മി പ്രേഷ്ഠ തസ്കര സേവകോ വണി കഥം പ്രിയായാം അനുകമ്പിതായാം സംഗം രഹസ്യം രുചിരാംശ്ച മന്ത്രാൻ സുഹൃത്ത് സ്നേഹസിത ശിശൂനാം കലാക്ഷരാണാം അനുരക്ത ചിത്താഹ പുത്രാൻസ്മരം സാ ദുഹിതൃ ഹൃദയ ഭ്രാതും സ്വസർവ സ്മിതരൗച ദീനാം ഗൃഹാൻ മനോജ്ഞരുപരിച്ചതാംശ്ച വൃത്തിംശ കുല്യാം പശുവൃത്യവർഗാൻ ത്യജേത മോശ സ്ത്രീഹമാനം കർമാണി ലോഭാത അവിതൃപ്തകാമ ഔപസ്ഥ്യജാഹ്യം ബഹുമന്യമാനം കഥം വിരജേത ദുരന്തമോഹാം കുടുംബമോഷായ വിയം നിജായുർന്ന ബുദ്ധ്യതീർത്ഥം വിഹതം പ്രമത്ത സർവത്ര താപത്രയ ദുഃഖിതാത്മ നിർവിദ്യതേ ന സ്വകുടുംബരാമ വിത്തേഷു നിത്യാഭിനിവിഷ്ട ചെയ്ത വിദ്വാംസദോഷം ഭരവിത്തഹർത്തു പ്രത്യേകജാതാപ്യ അജിതേന്ദ്രിയാസ്ത അശാന്തകാമോ ഹരദേ കുടുംബീ പ്രഹ്ലാദ ഈസ് വെരി ഹെവി ഓൺ ദ ഹൗസ് ഹോൾഡേഴ്സ്
He says, as a brahmachari, if you take to spiritual life, there is some hope. After that, he says, everybody will become, he calls them in a nice way. He's given another title called Kudumbarama. Kudumbaraman. We have heard about Sri Rama, Parashuram, Balaram. But this new Rama has come, Kudumbarama. Kudumbarama means one who is busy with family life. No time for anything else. Morning to night making money and maintaining the family. Nothing else. So that is called Kudumbarama. So Prahlada calls in a way. He says he is also Rama, but he is busy with the Kudumbam, that's all. He is not busy with Balaram or Sriram or with Parashuram or anybody, but Kudumbam. Kudumbarama, he says. Viteshu nithya bhimishna cheda vidvamsha dosham paravita hartu preteha chatyapi ajdendra yastha ashantakamo harade kudumbi. He will never have any peace in his life, ashantakamam, because his unlimited desires, plans to different projects, one after the other. Vidvanamitam dhanija kudumbam pushnan sa logayana kalpadevai yas viyamarek avibhinnamam tamam prabadhyada yadha vimutha yadavane kushchal kocha kutra jidwal dhinasam alpana malam samartha vimojidam kamadrisha vihara kredamrago yan nikado visarga tadu vidvayal parihirte daityam daityayashu sangam vishayalpageshu ubeda narayanam adidevam sa mukta sange shidoma varga That's a famous statement in the Bhagavatam. That we are inquiring after Krishna, isn't it? We are inquiring. We talk about God consciousness and finding God. Where is God? Who is God? All this. We ask these questions. Who is God? Where is God? See what Prahlada says. You don't have to search for Him. Why? Almatval sarvabhudanam is present in everyone's heart as his own self, very self. That is him. Almatval sarvabhudanam. So there is no necessity to go looking for him here or there. Almatval sarvabhudanam is present in every living entity as the very self of that person. And what else he say? Siddhatval iha sarvada. You have already got it. So actually Krishna is not something we have to go and find him somewhere else. Krishna is already there. Siddhatva aliha sarvada. You have already got it. But what is happening now? We have lost connection with him. That is what has happened. Not that he has gone away. He hasn't gone away. He is still there. Almatva sarvabhudanam siddhatva aliha sarvada. Na hyachudam prinayato bahvayaso asura almajaha. He is explaining, you see how nicely he is explaining this to his own friends. They are also his age group, isn't it? 5, 6, 7 years old. And he is able to transmit this message to them. And he succeeded in doing that. That is Prahlada. Why? Speaking from realization has its immediate effect. Then he says to him, Atmatval Sarvabhudanam, present in everyone, everyone's heart as the very self. There. Siddhantvaliha sarvada. You don't have to look for anywhere else. He is already available with you. Paramareshu bhudeshu brahmandastavaradishu baudhikeshu vikareshu bhudeshu da mahal sucha guneshu vasamejam guna vidigare thada ekam eva bharo hyalpa bhagavani sharo vyaya pratyakalma swarubena drishyarubena jaswayam vyabha vyabha nirdesho anirdesho vikalpida Kevala Anubhavananda Surupa Parameshwara Mayaya Andarhida Ishwaryam Iyade Gunasargaya. When realized soul, when they talk from their realizations, you notice their words. This experience what Prahlada had, Prahlada is always experiencing. He is saying here, Kevala Anubhavananda Surupam. Who is Krishna? Kevala Anubhavananda Surupam. That is Krishna's, Prahlada seeing Krishna in that way. When Devaki Devi, when Krishna appeared in the womb, if you look at her prayers, she has used exactly the same word. Kevala Anubhavananda Swarupasva Parameshwara. Kevala Anubhavananda Swarupam. Krishna is not like the way we talk about Krishna, that he is in the deity, he is in the temple, we have to go and see him there. That's one side. But higher understanding, like here Prahlada is saying, is that Krishna is actually your own very self, whom you are experiencing all the time
in the form of awareness, who is present in our heart all the time. I am, that awareness inside, that is Krishna. Kevala anubhava, anubhava ananda sarubam parameshara. That anubhavam kevalam anubhava ananda. That is Krishna. That is the definition how Prahlada likes to define Krishna. And the same definition Vasudeva and Devaki has also used when they talked about Krishna. And you will see in Pudhucharitam also, Pudhu story also, same explanations. So in so many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when they are talking about Krishna, they don't want to present Krishna simply the form of it, but actually in reality, in experience level, anubhavam level, realization level, who is Krishna? That's what is spoken there. Mayaya andarhideshwaryam yade gunasargaya tasmal. Therefore, sarveshu bhuteshu, because Krishna is present in all the living entities, everywhere, tasmal, therefore, sarve dusru bhuteshu dayam kurida saukhridam. Show your daya or compassion to all other living entities, because Krishna is present in that body. To look at every living entity in that way. Krishna is present in that body. In that body. Asuram bhava unmuchya eya tushyati athokshaja. And give up the asuric nature. That will please Krishna. Prahlada's statement. Asuram bhava unmuchya eya tushyati athokshaja. Athokshaja is Krishna. Athokshaja will be pleased by that attitude. To see that Krishna is present in all the living entities. Tushteja tatrakyamala bhyamananda kadye kindir guna vedikanadi haye sasiddhaha. Dharmade kena gunena ja kankshide na saranjusham charanayurubhaga jayadamna dharmartagama iriyo bihirastri vargam ikshatrayena idamo vivithaja vartha manyeta deida dagilam nagamasya satyam swalpa arpanam swasukhritam paramasya pumsaha ജ്ഞാനം തദ്ദേതമലം ദുരവാപമാഹ നാരായണോ നരസിംഹ കില നാരദായ ഏകാന്തിനം ഭഗവതസ്തകിഞ്ചനാനാം പാതാരവിന്ദരജസാപ്ലഹൃദഹിനാം സ്യാൽ ശുതമേതന്മയാ പൂർവം ജ്ഞാനം വിജ്ഞാന സംയുതം ധർമ്മം ഭാഗവതം ശുദ്ധം നാരദാൽ ദേവദർശനാൽ. സോ വാട്ട് പ്രഹ്ലാദ സ്പോക്കൻ ഹിയർ ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ഭാഗവതധർമ്മം. സീ ദ ശുതമേതന്മയാ പൂർവം ഹി ഹാസ് ഹേർഡ് ദിസ്. And what is it? Jnanam Vijnana Samyudam. While what he heard from Srinarada Maharshi, while he was in the womb of his mother Kayadhu, that is where he heard this Bhagavata Dharmam. Dharmam Bhagavatam Shuddham Naradal Devadarshanal. By having Narada spoken to him while Prahlada was in the womb of the mother Kayadhu. It is interesting actually, when you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see Narada Maharshi is also experimenting with people, different personalities. He noticed that when you get very old, it's difficult to get the message. It doesn't work. How many times has he tried in the Bhagavatam to take people to Krishna consciousness? And he has been experimenting with different people, Shabalashwa, Haryashwa, he has seen all that. And everywhere he found one thing, that if Krishna consciousness you don't start early in life, it's a bit difficult. Because once you have lived in this world for some time, that's enough to get spoiled. You don't have to do anything, just living here is enough. That it completely, it damages everything. What to speak about if you get educated? That's the worst thing to happen, isn't it? Then you'll start talking science. And when you start talking science, then there's a big problem. Srimad Bhagavatam says, we can't have any discussion with the scientists. Because they will make Bhagavatam also under science. That's the problem. So therefore, he says here, that Prahlada says, you are my age, 5 years. It's not too late yet. If you can start now, there's some hope. So that is, he's stressing that point in this. So here, Srinarada Maharshi tried with everybody. Even with 5 years, he says it's too late. What to talk about? Because you can see a child picks up everything very fast in the early years. And his vasanas inside, his prarabdham, all these things as an influence. And whatever he has picked up, it is very difficult to change it later. So therefore he decided that even after initiating Dhruva, he gave up. Because what happened? At the age of 5, he initiated Dhruva, sent him to the forest and gave him the mantra to chant, place to sit, the form to meditate, how to do the, conduct his tapas, austerities and all that. What happened to Dhruva? When he came out, when he saw Krishna, Dhruva says to Krishna, I have no material desires and all I want is to go back to spiritual world. Things like that. Krishna says to Dhruva, Dhruva, don't try to tell me lies, he said. He said, you came here because you wanted to sit in your father's throne. So that vasana I can still see inside you. Because already that vasana has got inside. So now that you have that vasana, you have to stay there in this world for another 36,000 years. Not long, only 36,000 years. And after that you can come back to the Dhruva's planet. So Dhruva had to stay here because of that. Even at the age of 5, Narada Maharshi says, it's too late. So therefore what he did, he thought, if he can capture the person while in the womb itself, before it gets too late, that is why Prahlada got the initiation in the womb, before he came out. But whenever, of course, Prahlada was nobody else than the four Kumaras has come, so naturally there's a difference there. But when Narada Maharshi spoke, Kayadhu also heard. Mother heard, but effect was all on the child. There was no effect on Kayadhu. Kayadhu heard everything what Narada Maharshi was saying, but whole impact was on Prahlada. So that is what has happened. So that is why Sri Narada Maharshi, after experimenting with so many people, finally found out that if you have to start spiritual life, you have to start at the earliest possible day in life. The moment you can start the best, the earliest the best, not later. Whereas normal tendency is to keep it to the old age, isn't it? After retirement, pension, everything. Then if you have some time, you go to the temple or go for Bhagavatam. But that is not what is Prahlada's message is. Let's look at that now. Hiranyakashipu performed such powerful austerities and penances, isn't it? It says here in the Bhagavatam, several manus of times have gone through by them. Manus administration, several manus, he says. And if you look at that third chapter, in the 18th verse, about, if you look at the, it is not the next one, I think. That, see, if you look his, Hiranyakashipu's austerities and penances, what is spoken, his body has become that so thin, you could see all his bones outside. Could have taken several manus time. No eating, and you may wonder, how is that possible, is it not? Actually, from the Hiranyakashipu, also know the yoga process. He was a great personality in that sense. After all, he has come from Vaikuntham, isn't it? There is a lot of things in him. And he knew how to survive without eating. Body may go, but they are called Astigata Pranam. Astigata Pranam means that pranam, the life air in us, it needs some space to live. It has to be either in the blood or the liquid in the body. It has to be in the flesh in the body, or it has to be in the bones in the body. In Satyugam, they had this knowledge to perform extreme penances, and even if the flesh and the blood, everything has exhausted in the body, they could simply still survive. They are called Astigata Pranam. In Kaliyugam, we have gone way beyond than that. Therefore, we are called Annagata Pranam. Only if the food is there, we will survive. That's Annagata Pranam. In Traidayugam and Dwaparayugam, again, Astigata Pranani is in the Satyugam. When it come down to Tredayugam, they could still survive even without the presence of the flesh. Blood was there, but blood and the bones were there. Flesh wasn't there. When came to Dwaparayugam, they needed the blood as well. When it came to Kaliyugam, you need the food also. So, Annagata Pranan, Rudhiragata Pranan, and Mamsagata Pranan, Astigata Pranan. These are the four levels Atma can survive in this body. So, Hiranyakashipu was capable of maintaining that life going even with the bones only. Therefore, he was called Astigata Pranan. That's why if you look at that picture of Hiranyakashipu in the Bhagavatam, how they have drawn that picture. You see, Hiranyakashipu is sitting there. And then, around him, the anthill has developed. Brahma comes there looking for Hiranyakashipu in the forest. They couldn't find Hiranyakashipu anywhere. So, then through the anthill, the huge anthill around Hiranyakashipu, he saw this Hiranyakashipu there and he took his water from the Kamandalu water pot and sprinkled on him. On that Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is still in that state of austerity. And when Brahma sprinkled that water on Hiranyakashipu, from there got up a personality who says in the Bhagavatam, normally we think Hiranyakashipu means a very ugly looking demon with a big teeth and huge horns like thing and a very demoniac nature, isn't it? That's not how Bhagavatam says. He was so youthful, looked so beautiful, that youth and that ojasa, that youthfulness in him, and that body, the shape of the body, attractive, so attractive he was when Lord Brahma sprinkled this water on him. So here he is only when Brahma came here to look at him, that his skin is gone, blood is not there, and even the flesh is all gone. And in the bones also, you know, the thing inside the bone marrow, it is called, isn't it? Bone marrow. Even that's also going. And he's still living. He's still living. And practically you can say a house built with the bones. That's where he's living. And because all the bamboos and all of that in the forest around him, nobody could see him properly. So, there's only one person who has performed penances like this before, that is Valmiki Maharshi, famous for that. So, that kind of austerity, life is still there, he's not dead, but body is practically finished. So, and the pranan, the life air, is holding on to these bones. Pranan hasn't gone. Imagine that determination and the strength of Hiranyakashipu. Compare that with our determination. And see how we are. If our prasadam delayed one time, we finished. We don't have any strength. We are finished if there is no prasadam. Isn't it? Well, now, here is Hiranyakashipu. Look at Hiranyakashipu's personality, that determination and the strength in him. What did he say in the beginning? If soul is eternal, the time is eternal, I will get what I want, he said. So determined he was. So, from there you can see. So Hiranyakashipu's people were called Astigata Pranan, and apparently the yoga says bones are sufficient. If you have just bones available, then life can survive with that body. You don't require flesh and blood and skin and all these things. Bones are sufficient. I know the doctors won't agree with all these things, but that's another thing. That's their problem. It's not our problem. But the fact is that Astigata Pranan, Shastram says this, we have to accept that. But Kaligalam, in this Kali's time, Kaliyugam, people are in a different state. They are not Astigata Pranan, they are called Annagata Pranan. Only Annam should be there, otherwise they are finished. So, because body, according to time, also changes, isn't it? You can see the body, say for example, if you look at Krishna's time, 5,000 years back, what you read in the Bhagavatam, the personalities who are present there, and how they lived and conducted their life. Most of them were over 100 years old, 125. Krishna spent 125 years here. And in that age group, Bhishma and all, they were very powerful personalities. They could fight a war at that age. But here we retire early. Army, they retire much earlier than that, isn't it? So, demigods, they got frightened and they went and approached the Lord Brahma and spoke to him, and they decided, or combined, a joint decision was made. It's better to give some benedictions to Hiranyakashipu and make him to stop his austerities and penances. Because if it starts building up, it's going to be more difficult later. And Brahma got onto his aeroplane, Hamsavahanam, and came to Hiranyakashipu's ashram, Mandara Mountains, on the valleys he was there. When he got there, what he saw there was that all he could see was a small figure with, like, made of bones. And that too even covered with all kinds of plants and trees. But he wants to hand over the benedictions to him as quickly as possible. Brahma was very pleased because he says, I have never seen anybody conducting penances like this previously. So he said that openly to Hiranyakashipu, and this Brahma personality also is interesting sometimes, like Indra. Brahma doesn't have any particularly any principle. He will create a lot of people, living entities, everything. And then, but if anybody is performing penances, Brahma is pleased with them. So that is why when he saw that Hiranyakashipu has performed all these penances, he took some water in the hand from the Kamandalu and chanted Om, Pranavam, and sprinkled the water on the Hiranyakashipu. And it is when that fell on Hiranyakashipu, you really saw what Hiranyakashipu is. What was he like? You know, when the gold, when they put it into the fire and make it molten, look at the color of the gold in that time. It's really, really attractive, isn't it? That that effulgent color of the gold, and that kind of color for Hiranyakashipu. And such a health, even when he went to perform penances, he didn't have the health. Such a healthy body. And he got up from there. And also it is due to the power of that water in the water pot of Brahma. From Brahma's Kamandalu, that the water he has sprinkled. So it is due to that he got back that health. And sometimes when you hear that in the Bhagavadam, when you hear this in the Bhagavadam, that Brahma created all of us, and he could have put some water on us also, like the way he did on Hiranyakashipu. He had got that water in the pot. He didn't do that. That's why we are like this. You can see that, our situation. So, and that is why we are like these statins and aspirins and multivitamins and all other things we are continuously consuming, and want to realize the self also in the middle of all these things. But look at Hiranyakashipu. If Brahma wanted it, he could have given us a better body than this. Everybody has cursed Brahma for this. Gopis have also cursed Brahma. And this is Brahma's position. He gets cursed a lot from everybody. So Brahma got cursed like this, that why have you given me a body like this? That it has to be so dependent on medicines and treatment and hospitals and NHS and everything. Whereas Hiranyakashipu, look at him, several minute times he performed penances and he gets a body with a little sprinkled water. Body, he explains in the Bhagavatam the beauty of that body. So youthful and young he was. So he gets up. So the power of that water, what he has sprinkled, is very high. Hiranyakashipu got up and Brahma says to him, what do you want from me? He says, ask me anything you want. I'll give that to you. Look at that word from Brahma. You look at that 17th verse. He says, Uttishto tishtadadramde tapasiddhyosikashyaba varadohamanu prapto vriyadamitsido vara. Ask me what you want, you will have it, he said. He wanted to stop this penances as quickly as possible. So, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was thinking he has forgotten everything. Because so much time has gone, he has even forgotten who he is. Because of the strength of the penances. To that extent, he has forgotten about himself. And then it took a while for him to think about it. What for I was performing these penances? And then he realized that I am Hiranyakashipu, I am the brother of Hiranyaksha, and Mahavishnu has killed my brother, and I have come here and started performing these penances to kill Vishnu. For that purpose I have come here. These things came back from his memory. He didn't even remember that, because such a large span of time has passed by then. He couldn't even remember. It is like that sometimes, isn't it? Even in our own life, if you see, you have decided to do something and you got so absorbed in doing that, you have even forgotten for what purpose you have started doing it. It happens. Even in our little life, if this can happen, imagine in Hiranyakashipu's life what happened. So, what Hiranyakashipu did was, he glorified Brahma very, very exalted way, a glorification, saying, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And saying that Brahma was glorified. All this creation, maintenance, dissolution, everything, you are doing it. And you are the Supreme Person. And Aryaya Mama Brahadeya Nama, saying all these things, Hiranyakashipu is offering flowers to Brahma. And when he said all these things, Brahma was very pleased. Nobody worships Brahma generally, but here in Hiranyakashipu, you don't see any temples for Brahma anywhere. There's only one temple in Rajasthan, we heard, which is famous, Pushkar, I think. That's the only place where Brahma is worshipped generally, but otherwise Brahma has no temples anywhere. But here is the first time Brahma was very impressed by the worship. And if you want a good benediction, you have to glorify also in the same way. That is all normal in this world, isn't it? If you want to get something done, you have to go and say good things about them. So that you are the Supreme Person, you are this, you are that. So, after all these glorifications, Hiranyakashipu told him, if you want to give me a benediction, he says, if you want to give me a benediction, let me tell you, he says, Yedi Dasya Abhimadan Varanme Varado Ottama, verse 35. Bodhebhya Tad Srishtebhyam Mrityunmar Bhun Mama Prabho. Yedi Dasya Abhimadan Varanme Varado Ottama, he says. Purpose is this. What is the purpose? Mrityunmar Bhun Mama Prabho. I should not die. That's all I want. Benediction. That I should never die under any circumstances. But Brahma was clear. Brahma was clever. What he did was, in the earlier verse, if you look, Brahma told him that, look at 21st verse, when Brahma was talking to him. He says, Tatastam ashisha sarva dadami asura pungava martyasya de amartyasya darshanam na bhalam mama. This was the way Brahma offered the benediction. Martyasya te amartyasya darshanam na bhalam mama. He says, there is a difference between you and me, he says. I am amartya. That means I have no death. You are martya. You have to die. That condition I can't change. I can only give you a benediction. Tastam ashisha sarve dadami, I'll give it to you, Asura Pungava, or best among the Asuras. Martyasya te amartyasya darshanam na bhalam mama. You are a martya, I am an amartya. You have come and seen me, so seeing me should not go in waste, he says to him. So, therefore, practically what he is telling him is that you shouldn't ask for that. Anything else you can ask. Because when he said Mrityu in the 35th verse, Mrityurmar Bhum Mama Prabho, he says, I should not die. But Brahma said much earlier that you are a Martya. Martya means I can't change that position. You are meant to die. You will die. But I am Amartya and you are Martya. So, anything else you can ask. So, this is the situation. No. Purpose is that he doesn't want to die. He wants to live without death. So, Hiranyakashipu, what he did, when he heard this, he added something. You know, he's trying to cover from all sides. That, he says, okay, if you can't give me that, at least you give me a benediction that anything that you have created should never be able to kill me. From Padartham, that says, na bhutebhya tvadisrishtebhyo. Whatever you have created, Bhudam, people whom you have created, or living entities you have created, from their hands, death should not happen to me. This was the request. Because by that what he meant was, in this world, everybody is created by Lord Brahma. So there is nobody here who is not created by Lord Brahma. So if you get a benediction like this, then Brahma's creation, death won't happen. Means that he won't die. That was Hiranyakashipu's way of looking at it. So that's why he asked like that. When Hiranyakashipu asked that this question, Brahma told him, you can have that. That's no problem, he said. And from my creation, it won't happen. What I have created, nothing will happen. So Mahakrishnakashipu started thinking at that time that if what I require is actually a safeguard, a clause in the contract, that if Mahavishnu wants to kill me, he should not be able to kill me. That's what I need. Mahavishnu is not in Brahma's creation. He started thinking, did Brahma create Mahavishnu? He started looking at that the other way also. So, normally he lives in Vaikuntham. Mahavishnu lives in Vaikuntham. And he has lived there. Who? Hiranyakashipu has lived in Vaikuntham before. So that samskara from Vaikuntham is still there in him. To some extent, it is still there. So he knows where Vaikuntham is, where Mahavishnu lives there, and all these things. And he has seen that Brahma was born from Vishnu's navel in the lotus flower. So naturally, Brahma did not create Vishnu. So he started thinking, if Vishnu wants to kill me, what can Brahma do about it? So things are getting difficult, he thought. So and then I will have to ask another benediction from Brahma. He says to Brahma, I need some few more things, he said. Other things, he said. And if you are willing to give it to me, I will ask for it, he said. If you are not going to give it to me, I am going back to perform penances again. Can you imagine? Brahma understood, this is a very serious situation now. That he thought that giving this one benediction, he will go. But the Hiranyakashipu is not an easy person to deal with. He is very good in his negotiations, business negotiations. He says, he meant what he said. If you are not willing to give it to me what I want, I am going back to perform penances again. He threatened him like that. That is why you will see there in the 10th chapter, in the 7th verse, that kalaatmanoscha nityatval sadhayishe tathalmana. Kalaatman nityatval sadhayishe tathalmana. And he saw that Brahma saw there that he says to him that only after you have given me this benediction I will stop my penances. But demigods have told Brahma that don't allow him to build up any more power of austerities and give him whatever he wants now and stop the austerities once for all. He said, so Hiranyakashipu, he tells, Brahma says to Hiranyakashipu, you can ask anything you want, I will give it to you, he said. So he started putting the conditions. Daytime, nighttime, I shouldn't die. And remaining thing says, inside the building, outside the building, I shouldn't die. I shouldn't die on the earth. And I shouldn't get killed by anything which is wet or dry. And I shouldn't get killed by some force which has got life in it or which doesn't have life, and death should not happen to me. In this way he started putting condition after condition to him. So after giving a whole list of conditions to Brahma, Hiranyakashipu thought, almost everything I think I have covered in my exclusions clauses, and all I want is Mahavishnu should not kill me. Mahavishnu has got life in him, but whether life is there or not, he is not going to kill me, because I have already said that if there is life in him, he cannot kill me. So therefore he won't be able to kill me. And Mahavishnu is wet or dry, he won't be able to kill me. Everything he has covered, but still he thought, after all it is death we are talking about. Therefore he said also another thing, anyone if he wants to kill me with a weapon, he should not, with a weapon he should not be able to kill me, without a weapon he shouldn't be able to kill me. Like this, he is covering himself with all kinds of conditions, and he said this to Brahma. You will see in the 37th verse, Vesirva Asumadhirva Sura Asura Mahorajai Apradidvandvadam Yudhe Aigabhatyam Cha Dehinam. Aigabhatyam Cha Dehinam. Aigabhatyam Cha Dehinam means that I want my complete control on all the living entities in the creation. I want my complete... Imagine that personality, the Hiranyakashipu, that there shouldn't be anyone else in this creation except me. I am the complete authority. This is what I want. And that is why Brahma heard all these things. See how Brahma responded? Brahma says to him that this is a bit too much. Tate me, second verse in the fourth chapter. Tate me durlabhapamsam yan vrinishe varan mama tadhavi vidaram yanga varan yadabi durlabhan. He says that this kind of benedictions is very, very rare. First of all, nobody has asked me like this before in my whole life. Brahma is saying this. Nobody has asked a benediction like the way Hiranyakashipu has asked. And when these questions are asked, when this kind of benedictions is asked, generally nobody is in a position to give these things to that person either. So, but still, because it's you, Brahma says to him, because it's you, and because it's one-off case that you have come and asked me all these things, I will give this to you, he says. And then he says, are you looking for anything else? All he wants is, he wants Hiranyakashipu to stop his austerities and penances and come back to his kingdom and do whatever he was doing. So Hiranyakashipu was pleased, paid his obeisances to Brahma, and Brahma got on to his Hamsam aeroplane and flew back as fast as possible from there. Left the place and ran away from there. Didn't want to stay there because he knew what is coming. What's coming, Brahma could see. Because when somebody is asking all these kind of things, you can imagine there is a big plan behind that. And he knew that. So Brahma went to Brahmalokam, Brahma's planet, and Hiranyakashipu by nature is very wicked. And a wicked person, when he has got all these benedictions, you can imagine what the situation is. And Hiranyakashipu comes there and goes back to his palace. We'll stop at the palace now. We'll continue next Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.